Hi, the Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Did you know that the people at Care listen to this dumb show every single day just like you? I don't know if the techs do, but like the people in the office do. I think the techs actually have taste. Anyway, they're fans just like you. Support them the way they support us. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust. Good afternoon, I'm Jacob Reimer. The Cincinnati Reds look to get back in the right direction tonight in Chicago as they visit the Cubs. Earlier today, the Reds recalled right-hander Chase Petty from AAA, and he'll get the start tonight for Cincinnati. First pitch is at 7:10, moved up 30 minutes due to inclement weather. Also today, Reds infielder Sal Stewart was named National League Rookie of the Month for April. As for the Guardians, they remain on the road. They're in Kansas City, begin the series with the Royals. Tanner Bibee gets the ball for Cleveland. They get things started at 7:40. The second round of the NBA playoffs gets underway tonight at Madison Square Garden. The 76ers are taking on the Knicks, and the Spurs host the Timberwolves. The Cavs will begin their second round series with the Pistons on Tuesday with Game 1 in Detroit. This update sponsored by BMI Federal Credit Union. Voted best credit union for the past 8 years in a row by CBUS Top Picks. Visit BMIFCU.org to learn more. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear holes.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
How? Good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Monday. Welcome in. Hello, good, clean boy.
Hello, Common Man. Now, you know how you're always saying that there's goo sometimes that's on your desk?
Not at your desk.
I mean, right there on the countertop where you're sitting for the entire show.
Yes, because Rothman is an animal.
Someone might have bled on my workstation.
Bled?
I just...
Got some bleeding gums Murphy over there?
I just touched this. I thought this was a dried up red spot. I didn't know if it was some kind of... It almost looks like the wax that you would put to seal an envelope. And I touched it and it was wet and it's... Looky there.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Looky there. What could that be? Is that ink?
No.
Is it some red ink that slipped out of a pen?
You just dipped your finger.
Oh, God.
In someone's pool of blood.
Maybe I should lick it. Mm-hmm.
No, don't lick it. Don't do that.
Walker is going to tell me that
I'm just going to play it, stupid moron.
Did you just squirt me, too? You just squirted me.
Did I squirt you?
Yeah, you got me.
I get you with the sanitizer?
That residual sanitizer.
And how you doing, little partner?
Fine. And it's little visitor now. Adewoyoli is how you say it in Cherokee.
Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned.
Walker told me I have AIDS.
I think it's pretty, it's okay if you lick it, right?
Yeah, sure.
If you have like an open wound, a cut, and the infected blood gets in there, that's bad.
Right, but you can drink it.
You can probably drink it because it's going to go down your stomach. Acid's going to kill all that.
What if you put it into like another open orifice?
Anus.
A noose.
Yes, we know.
Or something else. Like writing, you know, droplets into your eyeballs. I don't know.
Well, that's probably not good.
It's a difference.
I'm just saying it's
well,
probably
you
not
know
good.
What? I guess that's it for me. I'm going to die now.
You know, it's amazing to me. We got a big show today. We're going to dedicate the show. We're going to do all that. How you doing over there, Ted?
Doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
We got a big show today.
What's amazing to you?
It's amazing to me how we pretty much sell murder weapons at every single store. Like, you can walk right in.
I mean, I suppose you could get a And get an aluminum baseball bat at Dick's Sporting Goods? Is that what you're talking about?
No, that's not what I'm talking about. I was watching one of the Datelines, and they were, you know, one of the wives, they killed the husband. And the way that she killed him was she put Visine in his water. And apparently, Visine in the eye, A-OK.
Right, yes, that's its intended use.
Visine down the gullet. It's like rat poison.
Well, I got news for you, Mike. There's a lot of liquids that are just like that, where you can use the liquid for cleaning.
No, I know that.
Guess
but
what?
Normally you can't
drinking the 409.
You can't douse your eyes with 409.
No, you shouldn't
right?
do that
it's,
either.
It's still going
Read
in a very sensitive area. However, it's fine in the eyes, but if you ingest it, you can kill somebody.
Bad, huh?
I don't think enough people know about that. It's like when I first had a kid. I had no idea that you couldn't give a kid under one honey.
I don't think I know that even now.
You could kill him. Right, but
that's news to me.
What they teach.
Maybe I knew that back then, but that just goes to show you, because you and I, we've both been one and done in the kids game. And we've seen a lot of our coworkers get into the kid life. And we've even had this discussion on a show. I generally like to take a backseat because I was on the other side of that where Sarah and I were having Jack. And we had come across some overly pushy friends that seemed to...
You mean everyone?
That seemed to just know everything about everything and telling us, oh, you got to do this, you got to do that. I'll never forget. Everybody was on my ass about the clothes for the baby. Because we had already decided not to know the gender. So we'd already made that choice. So you got to keep that in mind. That goes all the way to when poop pops out, okay? And they're like, well, what are you going to do? And I'm like, I'm gonna see the baby is born. And then later that night, when Sarah's still at the hospital, I'm gonna go to Target. I'm going to buy 20 onesies. Just like that. It's going to take me 5 minutes. And that's exactly what I did. And
what
it was fine.
A factory strike, though. In China, and they're out of onesies.
And the nation's all out of onesies?
Yes, you can't find onesies
in America. No. Well, then I'm going to just wrap them up in a little towel.
It's a onesie crisis.
But I forgot about the honey thing. I think I knew it at the time because we never gave our infant son, Jack, honey.
No,
so he made it through that first year.
I figured it out then. Once the baby was born, you know, you read stuff, or I don't know if Kristen told me, whatever it is. It's not like I'm going to have the baby just sitting there licking honey, but it can kill the baby. And I feel like we don't talk enough about these things. Visine in the eye, okay. In your drink, dead.
All right, so
honey,
we know that.
Delicious for anyone over 12 months of age. Anything less than that could be dead.
Was the Visine the idea to try to sneak attack? Like the mom in The Sixth Sense? Of course, featuring our guy, Haley Joel Osment.
Well, because because Visine is tasteless.
The mom was putting some kind of household cleaner, like a Pine Sol or something, into the girl's soup, remember?
Right.
And she used to say when they... discovered the camera that was sitting there on the bookcase where she had filmed this, but she couldn't give the video to anybody because she had already died. And it was, oh, honey, don't complain about how it tastes. Your mother works very hard.
That's right.
Meanwhile, she's sipping the soup, like choking to death.
See, that's
on it.
That's the one way I know my wife is not going to kill me, because that means she would have to actually cook something. And give it to me.
Well, she could maybe open up a can of Campbell's
soup.
Nope,
she's not gonna give that to me either.
Pour a little household cleaner in it.
No.
It's a waste of cleaner.
I don't remember last time she handed me anything. Just hand me a glass of water. I'd be suspicious.
Oh, come on.
I'd be suspicious.
Come on. She has.
I got you some water.
Come
you
on.
Look parched.
Oh, you're trying to kill me with the Visine.
Oh, Lord knows she's got water. She's got plenty of water.
That's just for her.
She
That's her own hydration
the entire
station.
Neighborhood with water.
You should have seen her this weekend. We're going out shopping this weekend. We were out for an hour and a half.
Did she take a Gatorade jug with her?
She brought like the Gatorade jug that you would dump on a coach. It took up the entire back seat.
You have to put it in the trunk.
I gotta
strap
stay
it in.
Hydrated.
Yeah. All right.
Why do we need so much water to just go somewhere for an hour? In the places that we're gonna go, guess what? They've got water. They have it. You stop in to get a coffee or something. Hey, can I have an ice water as well? Oh, sure. Coming right up.
It's a very special day today. It's May the 4th. be with you. Star Wars Day. Teddy likes Star Wars, right, Teddy?
And also with you.
I do. I'm a big fan. Yeah, yeah. Timmy loves Star Wars. Show.
May the Force be really. With you, Teddy.
Yes, and to you, Timmy.
I just asked him. He said he didn't care for it.
I didn't necessarily. I didn't.
Timmy likes
Star Wars. Why do I have to put it like that?
I thought that's what you said to me.
Instead of, I've seen the Star Wars. I like them. I wouldn't classify myself as a Star Wars nerd. I've never dressed up as a Star Wars character. The most we've gotten into it is, remember they had those toys. They had the toy lightsabers that like were retractable.
Cool.
Me and Jack had those, and they would make sound effects, and we'd beat the S out of each other with those.
Sounds like a great time.
And they had the red one that was double sided, so you could pretend that you were
the Sith.
Darth.
Darth Maul.
I think it rhymes with a Maul.
Darth Maul. Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
So. Happy Star Wars Day.
Happy Star Wars Day to you.
For all of you that participate. Don't do that. That's Dikembe Mutombo's here.
Not today!
I never thought that my Chewbacca would get confused for the late, great Dikembe Mutombo.
All right, we are going to dedicate the show to someone very special today. Very special show. Plus, I have determined that planet Earth is no longer a place I can live. And I'm going to tell you why coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got slower traffic on westbound 70 downtown between the 71 East Split and Livingston Avenue. And there's also a slowdown on northbound 71 on the south side from Greenlawn Avenue to I-70. This report is sponsored by Ashcroft and Oak. Show her, you see her. She carried a human for 9 months and all you did was eat the snacks. This Mother's Day, step up. Show her, you see her with a push present from Ashcroft and Oak. Shop today at fornowandforever.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
How many different ways can you consume morning juice?
Let's see.
Live on YouTube, live on the Fan's HD3 podcast on demand, and on 10TV Plus.
And we'll send Bobby right to your house.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 8.
The Fan.
Hey there.
Oh, hello. I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
A mostly sunny start to the work week for us, and windy and warm with highs getting into the mid-70s. As we head into the evening, we could see some pop-up showers and thunderstorms, some which could have heavy downpours, otherwise mostly cloudy tonight and breezy with lows around 60. Tuesday, the first half of the day looks good, and as we head into the second half, we could see showers and storms develop with breezy winds and highs in the low 70s. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Common Man's wife would rather bang her head up against a wall instead of listening to this show. Timmy's wife is banging
the milkman.
This is Man and Timmy.
All right, before we talk about how I don't belong on Earth for a variety of reasons, have to dedicate the show today. Longtime radio voice of the New York Yankees, John Sterling, has passed away at the age of 87. This is a guy who from, I want to say, 89 to 2019.
Yeah, here's a guy.
Didn't miss a broadcast. Over 5,000 games in a row.
Over 5,000 games called. Over 215 Yankees postseason games called. An absolute sports broadcasting icon. And yet you absolutely do love, there's a special place in your heart for guys that are local to your team.
I want to talk about that with Jason Stark today.
Networks. You get that with baseball. You get that with hockey. You get that with basketball. And they all seem to be under attack right now. And I hope that we, you know, can all come together as sports fans and figure out how to make this work so we still have our local broadcasters. The NFL is really the only one. It's the only major North American sport that doesn't do it that way. But Yankees fans, I know, are very, very sad today.
So if you've been listening to this show for a period of time, you know that I like to play some John Sterling cuts and make fun of him. And maybe you're saying, well, he just died. Are you going to do that today? And the answer is yes. That is his legacy. Let me tell you something. When I drop dead, I hope the next day you're playing clips of me and laughing. So I'm going to start with this one. I'm not a Yankee fan, but I'm a fan of broadcasting.
Well, you know what? The Yankees do get to play the Orioles right now, and they're about to come away with a four-game sweep. So everything is quite all right for them.
You may not think about broadcasting a baseball game as a dangerous profession, but John Sterling proved us all wrong.
And Holmes at the belt. And now the 3-2 swung on, a pop foul back here.
Ow! 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 It really hit me. I didn't know it was coming back that far.
Maybe I should put my microphone on. We also have many home run calls, memorable home run calls.
You're doing that a lot more lately.
Because look, at least John Sterling made it to 87.
Right, you're not even halfway there.
No, I'm not.
You're not even halfway there. You're a radio professional. You're forgetting to turn your button back on half the time.
Well, the sad part is I'm more than halfway there.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That foul ball clip, it sounds like that really hurt. Didn't he get hit in the forehead?
It's a baseball hitting you in the face.
You can hear the crack of the ball. You're wondering, like, was that like the ball hitting the table and maybe it got a piece of his hand or his arm? No.
Here's the aftermath.
Doinked him right off the forehead.
This is the aftermath. By the way, Susan Waldman is his
Roger.
Long time. By the way, kudos to the Yankees for having a former opera singer as your color analyst for radio.
And Holmes ready to deal. A ground ball to third. Donaldson squares, throws to first in time. Ball game over. Yankees win. The Yankees win. You know, that foul ball actually hit me. It kind of glanced off my forehead. So I took one for the team.
Okay, John. My best driver of the game is Kyle Higashioka, who wants to know if you're all right. Are you okay, John?
Yes.
Okay,
I am okay. Just a glancing blow.
Just a glancing blow.
John! It's great.
John!
It's good. Just a glancing blow.
Here's a memorable.
Tis a scratch, just but a flesh wound. I'll be okay.
Here's a memorable home run call.
Here's the 1-0. Swung on, there it goes. Deep left center. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. But caught. At the wall. Caught by Tapia. Boy, I thought that was gone. So Stanton got close. He sent Tapia back to the wall to make the catch. And the Yankees come up just empty. That would have tied the game.
I want to point out that John Sterling is doing radio only. So most of the people do not have some sort of visual reference to what they're seeing. They're only going by what John says. And, you know, natural human reaction is you hear the guy say, it's out of here.
That sucker is gone.
You're excited about it, right? You can't see it.
You're excited about it.
You're taking his word for it.
He called over 5,000 games.
Mistakes will
happen, and we're here like poking fun at just the few
and
times he made those mistakes.
It's not a few. It's many times.
It's more.
And we have many more cuts to play.
The pitch to Stanton. Drew, there goes. Deep left, it is high. It is far. It is gone. Out of the ballpark. A Stantonian home run. Now, what did I do wrong? What did I see wrong? He's at first base.
You saw everything wrong. The whole thing.
What happened
wrong.
In that play? Why was he at first base?
I don't know.
Was it a single? is that what it was?
And you know,
was it a walk?
Sometimes he'd get so enthusiastic during his home run calls that he would actually start to say offensive things like this.
It is far. It is gone. Second deck.
Second deck.
Upper second deck.
It is far. It is gone. Second deck.
More John Sterling audio sprinkled throughout the program today as we celebrate.
I love the guy.
The great broadcaster. I have decided that I don't belong on Earth anymore. Maybe you're listening and saying, well, Common Man, I knew that a long time ago.
I was going to say, you just came to that realization this weekend?
But sometimes I just see some things that remind me. And
this is how you remind me?
That's right, Nickelback. The Savannah Bananas have packed 102,000 fans into Texas A&M's Kyle Field in College Station.
I thought of you instantly when I saw this because I, too, couldn't understand this. And it wasn't just that they had their Texas tailgaters and Dude Perfect was out there. Which, by the way, like, our credit to Dude Perfect for what they built. Like, they're still a thing? Like, are they going to be going into their 50s still doing? Like, are they going to be the Steve Buscemi's? How are you doing, young children? Like, doing their trick shots in their big, giant play center in Texas?
Are we?
It's a fair point.
I'm saying, are we going to be in our 50s doing
touche?
Hey, fart day! Walker says I have AIDS.
Touche. And to all of our listeners also, we're all like shrugging our shoulders wondering, yeah, okay, maybe it's all right. But it wasn't just the 102,000 that were in Kyle Field as it was configured for baseball. They showed a couple of shots, I don't know if you saw it, of some sort of like outdoor pregame party. It looked like the Cleveland Cavaliers championship parade. There were that many people.
The whole town
just
showed up.
Stuffed in like sardines, all wearing their stuff. I obviously have to give them their respect. I mean, anyone that sets out to do anything, whether it's a show, whether it's being a stand-up comic, anything in show business, you are trying to go after the biggest audience you can conjure up. You want to spread as much joy as you can to all the people out there, and all these folks are coming to see their thing. I don't get it. I really can't understand it. It's a fake baseball team, and people are like buying their shirts. If I save up my money, I want to buy a new Orioles t-shirt or a jersey or a Mitchell and Ness throwback Cal Ripken jersey, something like that. I'm not going out. And much respect to the Harlem Globetrotters, too. I'm probably not buying a Globetrotters t-shirt and saying, hey, guys, you like my basketball shirt today? Or buying a Savannah Bananas t-shirt. They're all wearing their stuff.
Even at the
They're
height
all loving life.
Of the Globetrotter popularity, though.
Nowhere near this.
I mean, it was nothing like this.
They had
nothing.
Wilt. They got Wilt on their team starting out, didn't they?
Was Wilt on the Globetrotters?
I'm pretty sure Wilt Chamberlain started off with the Globetrotters.
All right, if you say so.
Probably he back when they were paying.
The confetti bucket. He was the first one to use it.
How much of his list do you think he added to playing for the Globetrotters?
The bananas are just out of control. People are lining up in the streets to watch some
mediocre
pieces of crap throw 82 and do a bad backflip.
Right. What do they do that really gets the people going? Is it the Stilts guy?
I bet you
Stilts guy really gets him. He hits, doesn't he? Does he have like a 14-foot long bat that he hits with so he can, you know, reach, scoop down into the zone when he's
Teddy
20 feet up there?
You have any desire to go see the Savannah Bananas?
I don't know. I mean, I'd like to go to Savannah. I've been there before. It's a nice little city.
That's where Paula Deen's from.
She's got a restaurant there.
Doesn't Savannah have the smell, like, by the water, by the ports?
Yeah, there's a smell there.
I haven't been there since I was a kid, but that's my one distinct memory. It's like some kind of
fish
garbage.
It's not. I don't know if it's fish or garbage. It might be some kind of element that's present in the
sulfur
area. Might be something like sulfur. Maybe the bad pipes down by the docks.
Paper company.
Big paper town.
Yeah.
Right.
But we went to Tybee Island, which is off of there. It's fantastic.
That is a nice place. They do the golf carts in that town.
Yeah, they do.
Zip around on those.
Yes.
But we had the Savannah Bananas. They were here at Huntington Park.
Huntington
I think they played
Park.
I think they played a couple of nights, and no one could get tickets. Tyvus,
put him in Tyvus
and
stadium,
the lieutenant
apparently.
Went out to it. Oh, yeah.
100,000 people. Good. Go on out.
I mean, they're selling out Major League Baseball stadiums, so they had to go beyond that. They had to go to a college football stadium in the heart of Texas.
Hey, man, more power to them.
Right.
I just don't get it. And there's lots of stuff that it's not for me, but I understand the appeal.
You don't get either part of that.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
I'm not a country music guy, all right? But who was the jabron who just set the record
Combs.
Over it?
Luke Combs.
Right? Evil Bald Colin was playing some of his stuff. I heard it. It's like, all right, it's not my thing, but I understand. I get it.
It's music, man. Even there's different strokes for different folks.
It's music, man.
I really love this Paula Deen kitchen table.
It's music, man.
Oh, it just touches your soul a certain type of way. I tell you what, when I hear Luke Combs play When a Man Loves a Woman.
Hey, Inside the NBA is the greatest show on TV. I'll tell you why in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch for slowdown at the intersection of James Road and Dale Avenue. We've got an accident there causing that holdup. And there's a small delay on westbound 670 from 71 to 3rd Street. This report is sponsored by the Ohio Department of Public Safety. Roadside workers have lives and families, but when they're on the job, they put it all on the line to protect and serve us. Remember, they're not just roadside workers. Thank you for moving over and slowing down. Brought to you by ODOT, USDOT, NHTSA, and ODPS. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Common Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Hey kids, if you don't buckle down in school and do something productive with your free time, this is your future.
You guys ready to play like big boys yet, huh? Maybe pick out your own outfits in the morning?
Listening to Common Man and Timmy.
All right, Mikey's going to tell you why he loves Inside the NBA so much. They did a thing this weekend, if you didn't hear it. But first, he and I both had our numbers run. Talking about our testosterone numbers. This was a couple years ago.
Oh,
the results were just staggering.
Chilling.
They showed us things that we probably already knew, but we had to go and see our friends at Tri-State Men's Health just to be sure. And we both experienced the vigor and the maybe even the velocity. Our velocity was way up. Our numbers were just way
velocity,
up.
Velocity, viscosity.
Our exit velo?
Absolutely. Just, are you kidding?
It was coming out 130 miles an hour.
It's like BBs.
Crazy.
Just leaving little holes in the wall.
Unbelievable. So I felt that quick little shot in the ace, and then I felt all that energy rushing back to me. Because this is the thing. You feel like those energy levels are just too low. You don't know the reason why. This could be at low T. Sleep is off, weight's not budging, your mind feels foggy, and the sex drive, it's not what it used to be. Well, you got to get that thing back to where it's supposed to be. So go to tristatemenshealth.com, start taking a look around. They've got two lovely locations here in Central Ohio. They've got some more stuff for you for their advanced medical strategies featuring TRT, GH peptides, NAD+, GLP-1, and more. All the letters and all the numbers. With that low testosterone treatment, you could be feeling right as rain in no time. So go to that website, tristatemenshealth.com. And see our friends today.
Listen, looky here. I'm not an NBA guy. You know this. But when I'm flipping around and I see Inside the NBA is on, I watch it. And it has nothing
Why?
To do with how they break down basketball. It's the fact that it's fun. And those guys are out of their mind. And I appreciate the hell out of them.
It's pretty simple formula, isn't it?
Yeah.
People having fun on TV.
When somebody gets eliminated from the playoffs, they've been doing this for years, they put a little graphic up that says, like, gone fishing.
Gone fishing. Right? And they play some banjo music.
Superimpose. Like they had for the Celtics. Yeah. They had the Celtics players superimposed there. They also did, like, a Boston theme, so Bill Simmons was there.
They had BS. They had Damon.
Damon and Affleck.
Krasinski. They were there. Affleck.
And at the front of the boat, like Titanic-esque, she was at the front, and then he's got her arms wrapped around her. It's Mike Vrabel and Diana Rossini.
My God.
And look, I will give ESPN all the credit in the world. When I'm not the biggest fan in the world, but when they went out and they got Pat McAfee, I said to myself, they're not going to allow Pat McAfee to be Pat McAfee. They're going to meddle in his business. And so far, looks like they haven't done that. As a matter of fact, when McAfee gets in spats with executives, they fire the executive, right?
If anything, I think that Pat McAfee gets maybe a little bit too much in his own feelings.
Well, that's not the conversation that I want to have.
Just go.
But they let McAfee do his thing. And I think that's great if you like McAfee.
Yeah.
They said when they acquired Inside the NBA, we're not going to change this show at all. And I don't know if anybody believed them. But let me tell you something. The fact that you got Vrabel and Rossini front and center on that graphic and they're just laughing about it, there's no way on earth an ESPN executive approved that image. There's no way.
No.
And that's good.
The debate is raging on right now whether they went a little bit too far.
No, I think they didn't go too far. That's the show.
I think you know what our thoughts on that are.
That's the show.
I love it. Teddy, do you have me up here? Because I got to play the clip from, I don't think they did this time around, but when these teams got knocked out of the first round, especially when the Hawks, but you can make the case for these other exits because Boston was up 3-1. I know they didn't have Jason Tatum, but it harkened back to one of my favorite clips when Charles Barkley was sending, I believe this was the New Orleans Pelicans, not to a place so nice as Cancun because of the way that they bowed out of the postseason.
Disappointing New Orleans. Where they going, Chuck?
Galveston. That dirty-ass water. We're not even going to send them to Cancun. We're going to send them to Galveston with that dirty-ass water be washed up on the shore. You people think they're in the beach. Y'all located. Y'all going to send y'all to Cancun. Y'all drive y'all ass. Y'all quit. Drive your ass down to Galveston. Come on, man.
So they're not taking a little.
They didn't even try, man. No, we're not getting them no plane ticket to the beach. We send their ass to Galveston, Texas, right where that dirty water washed up on the beach. They can't even get in the water.
Too good. I want a shirt. I will buy a shirt that says "Drive your ass down to Galveston."
It's good. Yeah, Galveston.
We're dedicating the program today to John Sterling.
He's the best.
Long time Yankees radio voice. He's died at the age of 87. Would you like to hear some more John Sterling?
I would.
You know, John Sterling is so beloved that he actually had an opportunity to audition for Thursday Night Football. There was a rumor several years ago that Fox was going to get a Thursday Night Football package, and they were interviewing possible announced teams. And John Sterling his broadcast partner for Yankees Radio, Susan Waldman, actually tried out.
Right.
Let's take a listen.
How is Brazil?
No, that's not it. No, that's not it.
What happened?
No, that is... See, wait, I got so much Sterling stuff, I can't even keep it straight.
How was Brazil?
That was Richie Incognito and Jonathan Martin text messages.
Oh, my God.
As read by John Sterling and Susan Waldman.
I forgot about that little dust-up that the Miami Dolphins offensive line group had.
Well, that was a huge dust-up.
Big deal. Big, huge deal. Do you have it, or was it mismarked?
No, I don't have it.
Oh, geez.
I have sexy food texts with John Sterling.
Well, let's play.
I can't stop thinking about you as I spoon out this locally sourced cream corn into a casserole pan.
That's so romantic. I'm pounding out some veal right now, getting ready to lightly saute it in a red wine demi-glace.
You're making me hot. almost as hot and creamy as this New England clam chowder I had for lunch. It was packed full of potatoes, just like I'd like to pack you full of potatoes.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either. I think I took it too far.
I'm wearing nothing but cheesecloth right now.
LOL. Sexy. I'm only wearing an oven mitt.
I'll be over soon. I have an appearance at a farmer's market this afternoon.
I can't wait to get you from that farm to this table.
LOL.
Is somebody reading sexy food text? Well, if so, Gaffietti wants to put his breadstick in somebody's foie gras right now. All right.
How did you get in here? And who the hell are you?
I've seen you before. You're the winner, winner, chicken dinner guy.
You know it, brother.
I hate your face.
When we come back, I'm going to teach this broad how to dance. Only on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
All right, here's the backstory on that. We did so much of this crap, I forget the backstory. The backstory was...
How many of these are in the system?
Bobby Flay and Giada De Laurentiis were rumored to be dating. And there were potentially some sexy texts.
Okay.
Some racy text between the two of them.
Were they locked in relationships? So this was like a out of marriage type of thing that made it more salacious.
I don't remember.
I don't know the status of those two people, Bobby Flay and whoever the hell you just said.
Giada De Laurentiis?
Giada De Laurentiis.
You don't know Giada De Laurentiis?
I don't know her. Not too much.
You know her cans. She's got nice cans.
Are they cans though or cans?
Cans.
It's another level when they become cannons.
No, not cannons. They're not Paige Spiranac level.
It was like that. J.P. Morgan lady turned out to all be bunk.
J.P. Morgan lady.
Yeah, the thing last week.
I didn't know about. I don't know about that.
Yeah, there was the executive for. You know about that?
I don't know about that.
It was a hot story on Friday, and then the whole thing turned out to be made up.
Speaking of hot, we had some crazy hockey last night between Montreal and Tampa.
Yeah,
game seven. Canadiens win the game with 9 shots on goal.
Amazing.
9 shots on goal. That is the perfect example of a game, by the way, where the Blue Jackets would have just shut down and crapped their pants.
Yeah.
Right? But they just kept grinding, kept going, never gave up. You can say, oh, they got a fluky goal at the end. It goes off of Vasilevskiy's back. It's like, all right. But you threw the puck towards the net.
Yeah, that's
you got the nice. You got the nice bounce. You put yourself in a position to win that game. Your goaltender was standing on his head for the entire game. You get good goaltending, you're in it. I don't care how many shots on goal you get.
When I'm an innocent bystander tuning into games like these, I'm watching to feel what that environment is like. And it jumps through your television screen. When you're watching a game seven, whatever round it is in the Stanley Cup playoffs, and when the home team doesn't win, it happens so fast when that game is over. Especially if you wind up with an overtime goal and it really is done that millisecond. But even when you're just trying like hell to get an equalizer and you can't get it, and then you left it all out there on the ice, guys are trying so hard. The effort levels that you see near the end of the third period of a hockey game that's a one-goal game when it's do or die is like nothing else. And how about for the Canadiens? They've got a Buckeye goaltender.
That's right.
Shout out to Jakub Dobish, who's been really, really good for Montreal. He was with the Buckeyes. I think he got drafted by Montreal, then was here with Ohio State. Then the Canadiens held his rights.
Right.
Now he's in the middle of it was almost like Jet Greaves. He played a few games, maybe 15, 16 games last year, showed some promise, just like Jet, and then has had a nice season here. Jet's numbers slightly better than him, but been really good.
Montreal, youngest team in the NHL, and it is the fourth straight in the playoffs, not in the NHL.
Yeah.
It is the fourth straight year that the Lightning have gone one and done. First round exit.
Yeah.
Now, you don't want to see it, right? If you're a Lightning fan, they actually have standards down there because they've built this culture. You don't want to see it. I'm sure it also just chaps your ass that Marty St. Louis, the guy who's beating you.
Yep.
You know?
He's doing the Wolf of Wall Street thing.
Right.
Which I've probably seen enough of that at this point in time in our lives, but he's doing that in the locker room and guys are fired up. And why wouldn't they be? Moving on.
All right, coming up, the Big Ten is handing out some serious cash. Colin, Mann, and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Traffic is slowing down due to an accident that's on Hilliard Rome Road between Smith Road and Manor Park Drive. And you're looking at a couple-minute holdup on eastbound 70 on the east side from Livingston Avenue to 33. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Are your floors sagging? Are musty smells reeking throughout your home? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the crawlspace repair experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Reds are on the Fan's family of stations all season long.
If you don't listen, Terry Francona will ride his scooter to your house and yell at you.
Your home of the Reds.
The Fan. The Fan 2 and the Fan 3.
Common Man here. The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
There's a greater than 0% chance Common Man gets fired before this show is over.
You're listening to Man and Timmy.
Fishy has just handed me the plug sheet for tomorrow. T-Bone and Tyvus get you started with Hot Take Tuesday, 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. Then on Bishop and Friends, 10 o'clock tomorrow, Ryan Day will be on live with Bo.
Oh, baby.
That's right. 10 o'clock tomorrow, and then at 10:30, Dom Tiberi. So you got your Ryan Day and then Dom Tiberi live from Aruba.
Is he still in Aruba?
I think he lives there now.
He should be back.
Rothman and Ice, noon to 3. Tyvus will be on with them at 1:30. Bobby Carpenter, 2 o'clock. And Ian Fitzsimmons, Teddy's guy, playing golf with Jeff Sanderson.
Good times.
He'll be on at 2:30. And then tomorrow on this show, it's our jam-packed Tuesday show. It's too much show. We got Inside the Buckeyes, we got See You Next Tuesday, we got Rapid Fire, we got Timid Time, all of it.
We got everything.
And Teddy's taking the day off.
We got everything. I didn't get to tell you guys about my day yesterday. So, typical little Sunday, started out, Jack was gone, so Sarah had a thing in the morning, I went out and got to play a little golf, and we had an evening dinner set up at the Hyde Park.
Ooh, for the anniversary.
Little anniversary.
Yeah, good for you.
And they're very nice. They must have had 19 different people wish us a happy anniversary.
Did they put the Common Man steak on the menu?
No.
What the hell are they doing over there?
No.
I give them so much of my money.
I don't know, man.
They got the gall to have Herbie's steak on there.
I don't know.
A piece of crap never goes in there, and he puts ketchup on his steak.
I wrote it in there. I wanted them to switch up the Urban Meyer so I could order you for dinner.
Urban Meyer won a national championship.
Just for a night, he can
massage all the butt cracks he wants. He's never going off that menu.
But that's the steak. That's the steak that I prefer. I like that 14-ounce New York strip. They give it with the crispy onion straws. Sarah got a delicious choice. She got the 8-ounce steak Griffin, which is the Cabernet sauce, 8-ounce thick filet with the Cabernet sauce on it, and Kristen likes the Cabernet sauce. It is good.
Yeah.
It's such a tender cut,
too.
Well,
filet screams out for a sauce.
It does.
Yeah.
In the New York strip, it's just kind of simmering in its own juices. It doesn't really need a whole lot. Give me those crispy onion straws, and then we're good.
With the garlic cloves? Is that the trestle?
The Nicholas?
Nicholas has got the garlic cloves? I love roasted garlic.
The Nicholas either has the cloves or it's got the red, green, and black peppercorn.
I just want to
With another sauce on it.
Garlic and just squeeze it out of the bulb, man. And just rub it all over my body.
So what we did is we felt like we had to get a vegetable, but any way that the vegetable can be roasted with bacon in it, then that's even better. So we got the Brussels sprouts with the bacon. I never knew that I would love Brussels sprouts so much. There was that incident when I was a kid where my pop-pop stuffed Brussels sprouts into my Christmas presents and he wrapped them and everything. And I thought my life was ending. I didn't even want to live at that point.
He stuffed them into your Christmas presents.
He's a jokester, yeah.
Sounds like an a-hole to me.
I mean, he did give me my set of golf clubs in the same Christmas. I look back on it, I feel like it was a pretty good joke.
My pop-pop just took a dump in one of the packages and wrapped it up and gave it. He's just a kidder. He's just a jokester.
That's right, but then he gave you a leather jacket right
after
that.
Pretty funny.
Right? Yeah.
Then it was leather jacket time. So I got the Brussels sprouts. I'll take some of that creamy corn pancetta. And I'll put that on the plate.
Delicious.
Let the steak sort of touch
that. Did you do a potato?
Cream corn. Oh, he did the fries.
Excellent.
The cone of fries.
They give you a cone of fries.
Oh, how now, great. I contend.
You contend.
That if you make the presentation, obviously an item's got to be cooked to a certain standard. Yes, we all know that. But if we're looking for tipping points, like if we're looking for like who's got the better fry, this place, that place, or that place, if one fry's just dumping them in like a little sack and another place has like a wrought iron spiral cone, and then they stuff it with wax paper with their logo on it, and then they just lay the fries in there neatly.
And Sydney Sweeney and delivers it to you in the crack of her breast.
And you say, nice kids!
Yeah!
And she's like, hope this is nice for you.
It's nice!
And you got the two little cup holders for the condiments on each side.
Now let me ask you this question,
They've got that aioli.
I know!
They got the malt vinegar with the mayo.
And this is my problem with you, is that you tell me that you don't like mayonnaise, and yet, oh, aioli, it's delicious. That's mayonnaise. It's mayonnaise with some vinegar in it.
Yes, it's mayonnaise that's mixed, that's cut with something else. Okay?
Did you enjoy it?
I did. I've told you this before. I like some of the garlic aiolis that are out there. I like the little dipper that they offer up at RH, Restoration Hardware. Thinking about that place, I need one of those steak sandwiches up there. What do they got up there? The ribeye sandwich? What is it?
It's a prime rib sandwich.
Ribeye
sandwich.
Yeah, oh, baby.
You guys all think I'm nuts. All right, I'm not saying it's cheap. It's pricey as hell. All right? But you want just some excellent food. I want you to go to the top floor of a furniture store at Easton. All right? When you're done looking at the overpriced chaise lounge, you walk right up the steps.
The chaise lounge, that's $14,000.
Whatever, man. I'm not saying you have to buy that. Instead, I want you to go upstairs, and I want you to get, they do a wonderful smash burger.
Mm-hmm.
It's very good.
It's about $35,
I think. They do a great steak sandwich with a little jus for dipping.
Yeah.
The fries are out of this world. You're going to just have a little sandwich and a little cone of fries. And a little pop. And it's going to run you like, $70.
Which, think about this. That is good. I would say I just
paid $6 for my gallon of gas today.
It's crazy.
Who cares at this point?
How can the Restoration Hardware burger go for that? And then the Hyde Park burger sub $20? How do they do that? How is gas costing what it costs? And then Hyde Park has their steak burger that's $16 at the location
that I was
at. It's
Costco chicken. It's a loss leader.
They refuse to make it move.
For a particular price because they know that most people like you are going to order a steak, which they have a great markup on.
Of course they do. And they want to keep this here for if you're just going to come in and have a quick bite at the bar. We would like you to get some takeout or sit at the bar and enjoy one of these meals.
Thanks for ruining this segment.
I did enjoy a little steak this morning.
What do you mean you had steak this morning?
You cooked
up some steak in it?
What do you mean? A little steak.
You had leftover steak?
I can tell this is going to be a thing.
Of course it's going to be a thing. What's the matter with you? Why don't you just rip your ween off and make fajitas?
Chicken fajitas?
What is the... You know what? You are a fajita.
Tomorrow night is chicken fajita night. All right. Well, you can yell at me about that.
We're going to talk.
Pretty good.
We're going to talk... There's only a couple ways where I'll give you a pass on this. So we're going to talk about leftover steak, when it's acceptable, when it's not, And the Big Ten handing out tons of cash. Coming up next, Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 5-minute delay on northbound 71 on that north side between 670 and 11th Avenue. And watch for some holdup due to an accident that's on James Road at Dale Avenue. This report is sponsored by Sunsetter. With a Sunsetter awning, turn your patio into a cool, shaded retreat. Up to 20 degrees cooler with the push of a button. And right now, save $350 at sunsetter.com. That's sunsetter.com. Life's better under a Sunsetter. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon, I'm Jacob Reimer. The Cincinnati Reds open a 4-game set with the Cubs tonight at Wrigley Field. Cincinnati recalled right-hander Chase Petty from AAA earlier today. He'll be on the mound for the Redlegs. First pitch is at 7:10. Also today, Reds infielder Sal Stewart earned National League Rookie of the Month for the month of April. As for the Guardians, they're in Kansas City tonight, beginning a series with the Royals. Tanner Bibee will start for Cleveland. They get things started at 7:40. NBA, the second round of the playoffs gets underway tonight. The Knicks host the 76ers, and the Timberwolves are at the Spurs. According to Shams Charania, Minnesota star Anthony Edwards is expected to play tonight in Game 1, barring any setback pregame. Edwards is just 9 days removed from a left knee injury he suffered in the first round of the playoffs. This update is sponsored by Awake 180 Weight Loss. Reach your health and weight goals with Reclaim by Awake 180, a 10-week medication-free plan. Visit awake180weightloss.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Please take note of this warning.
This show will mess you up. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
All right. We got to get to Timmy's leftover steak in a second. But Big Ten handing out some money. The Big Ten Conference distributed a record $1.37 billion to its 18 member schools in the fiscal year 2024-2025, an increase of nearly $500 million. The league announced these numbers on Friday for the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2025, up $883 million from its previous year. Now, this was the year that the Buckeyes won the championship. It's involved in that. So Ohio State, because of some playoff goodies and things like that, they get the highest allocation of funds. They were paid out for that 1 year, $91.57 million.
Damn!
Penn State's number two with just over $88 million. 14 members were between $76 million and $79 million. Oregon and Washington late to the party, not full share by any means. Oregon got $48.4 million. Washington, $46.7
million. I'm wondering from Teddy if part of our, because we're looking at this on a sheet, did part of this get cut off? Because why would USC and UCLA not be in the same boat for their payout amount? In that like mid 40 millions amount, because 14 members are in there between 76. Well, no, I mean, if 14 are there, then there's the other four.
They negotiated a better deal.
They negotiated a different
deal earlier
on. They
came in before Oregon and Washington. Yeah.
Right, right.
I mean,
Yes.
Yeah, technically. They
yeah,
did.
Yeah, right, right. And then they came in. So that means that everybody is pretty much up to full speed. You know, Rutgers and Maryland and those newbies that weren't getting their full share, they're getting a ton of cash now too. And obviously the arguments still can be made that Ohio State is worth a lot more than that for what they bring in for the Big Ten and what they should get to keep.
Absolutely.
No one's saying that, but it's still closing in on $100 million with your payout. That would be a big reason why some in this conference would not want to give up some future stake for private equity.
We heard from Ted Carter before he was forced to go away in shame that when this negotiation is open again for a new grant of rights, Ohio State's not just going to be content with and shouldn't be content with getting an equal share of every other team in the Big Ten because they're not pulling an equal amount of weight. There's more on their shoulders.
You know what I found that was crazy? And look, not saying that it isn't right, because clearly his deal got him this. Tony Petitti got $4.5 million. Former commissioner Jim Delaney received almost $6 million in bonuses and deferred compensation. A little Bobby Bowe deal, possibly, for Jim Delaney. And
he retired in 2020. It's not like he retired.
Right, he didn't retire last year or 2 years ago. He retired, as Mike said, 2020 in the middle of the pandemic. And he got more than $500,000, $600,000 to be exact, in consulting fees. And he led the way for the Big Ten from 89 up until that retirement in 2020.
All right.
Good for him. He's making more than the current guy.
Let's go back to the lead story of the day. And that's Timmy going out for dinner last night, went to the Hyde Park, celebrated the anniversary with his lovely wife, Sarah.
They were tremendous. Tremendous service. We had the little card there. And the other thing, too, that they do if you're celebrating.
You're burying the lead.
We're going to get to that. We got time. But at the end of the dinner, without having to order any kind of dessert, like that's there, too. They bring you this little glass dish. Have you ever had this before? If you told them that it was a birthday or an anniversary, and it's like their s'mores explosion or whatever they call it. It's got some chocolate cake type of substance. It's got graham crackers on the bottom, and then they flambé the marshmallow.
Ooh, little flambé.
On top, so it's got that little crispiness hint to
it. Wow, can that be bad?
And you have a couple of spoons. You just dig right in. You eat it right up. Had to leave room for that, too.
Yeah.
At the end of the meal.
Now, you had yourself a New York strip, and you told me that you had some steak this morning for breakfast because you had some steak left. You say 14 ounce like that's unattainable. Oh, 14 ounces. The old 96er. The old 96-ouncer from Great Outdoors.
It wasn't the 44-ounce steak, whatever one that is.
It's a 14-ounce strip, which I have had there many a time. Now, here's my question to you.
Mm-hmm.
Your wife got an 8-ounce filet, correct?
She did.
Did she eat it all?
No, she gave me a couple of pretty good chunks of it.
Okay, so you ate some of that?
Yeah, I did.
In addition to your steak?
I did.
Was there an appetizer involved?
Oh, yeah.
What'd you get?
We had the five-piece jumbo shrimp cocktail. We had bread. We had drinks.
Okay. And how many sides?
We had fries. We had the corn pancetta.
Did you polish
off sprouts?
All the sides?
No, we had some sides left over, too. Have you seen how they stuff the Brussels sprouts with the bacon bits?
You've been there. I'm aware of it.
You know how big this stuff is.
Mike, I'm trying to give you the benefit of the doubt.
I ate like a king. I was deflating and farting the entire night. And I was fueled into today. And I had, and this is the thing, too. I almost want to have just a little bit. And I say I had leftover steak. You make it sound like I had an entire like steak left over. I had it cut into strips already. I had like a little 4 or 5 strips. And when I threw that and I saved a couple of the crispy onion straws in the little pile there, and I just dropped that into the skillet this morning. And then I cracked a couple of my fresh brown eggs and I did those sort of over light with just a little tiny bit of the yolk.
I'm not saying that's delicious breakfast.
And sea salt and
I'm just saying.
So good in the skillet.
I did a quick little research project out here during the break, and I asked several of our guys, most of whom younger guys, right? Like Rhyme Time. Hey, Rhyme Time, you like a good steak?
Yeah.
When you go get yourself a steak, you ever have any left over?
No.
Look at Teddy over there. Teddy's the king of portion control. Teddy, when you go out for a steak, you ever have any steak left over?
Never.
No.
No.
Of course not.
No, I'm a man.
Yes. He's a man.
I'm a man.
And you know what? I didn't like saying that because there's a lot of women out there saying, I eat my steak. You're right. You do.
You're right.
All right? It's not a man-woman thing.
It's not a man. It's not a man-woman thing.
It's a human being thing. The reason why you order by weight at a steakhouse is because you can order as much as you want to eat.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's right.
And if you had a little teeny tiny appetite after all your shrimp cocktail and, ooh, I got cream corn pancetta, then you should have gotten yourself a smaller cut of steak. You should have gotten something from the kids' menu.
Well, maybe I wanted more steak last night, and I was planning on having a little bit left over. Because maybe the next morning, I was going to get a little hungry. And I enjoyed my breakfast a lot. Thank you very much. And I contend.
You contend.
Steak is one of the best meats to throw into the breakfast skillet the next day.
I wouldn't know because I eat all my steak.
Well, that's too bad.
I eat all my steak the night before when it's fresh. I respect the cow.
It's too bad.
All right? I don't put it in the fridge and let it die some more. Yeah, let's cook it again. Let's get some more of the juices out of it. There's no way in hell that steak is better reheated the next day than it's when it's delivered to you fresh and hot in the restaurant.
I didn't say that it was better. I said it's one of the best meats that you can make the next day. It's up there with a ham. You know, you throw the ham into the skillet. It kind of glazes over a little bit. Not saying the steak's better with the breakfast than it is at Hyde Park. I'm not a lunatic. I don't care for this.
I don't care for you. I don't care for you not eating the steak.
I don't care for the whole thing. For you, Teddy. For you. For you going up to Rhyme Time.
Can I get a doggy bag? Jimmy, can you wrap it up for me?
I'm not going to let it go to waste.
My eyes were bigger than my tummy. Can you wrap it for me?
What would you rather have me do? Stuff it into my hole until I'm vomiting all over the...
That's right. That's right.
Until I'm there...
Yes. You know what I call that? I call that job well done.
That's a man.
That's right.
He's throwing up his entire meal.
Look at him. What was I going to say to you? I had something.
Is it nacho time yet?
For Reimer?
Yeah.
Is he making his nachos out
there? I think I saw him bring in.
Nacho, nacho boy.
I want to be a nacho boy. Nacho, nacho boy.
Nacho boy.
He's going to be a nacho boy.
Also, speaking of nachos, don't go out for Mexican food tomorrow for Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo.
Have some more respect for yourself. And for the cuisine that you're going to put in your gullet.
What about going out tonight for May the 4th be with you? What if you want to go to like a convention and have Triumph the Insult Comic Dog show up? Ask you if you've ever had intercourse before.
If you want to go to a jizz club like they do in Star Wars.
That's what the music's called.
It's called jizz music. That's right. It's not jazz. It's jizz. I got to tell you, George Lucas, genius.
Gotta get Hornkamp for one of these new movies.
Jizz Hornkamp?
Yeah. Playing around, playing one of those like Rebecca Lobos.
Tonight. Go for Mexican food tonight. Go for Mexican food on Friday. Don't go Tuesday. That's amateur hour.
I'm making it at home tomorrow. That's the easy call.
What are you making?
I'm going to do like I'm decided if it's going to be a taco or a fajita. I got the chicken. I got the beef. I can do whatever I want.
Some leftover steak.
No.
Make some fajitas that way.
Can you imagine steak fajitas at the household? I do have a little bit of a ribeye that I bought today.
Mm.
A fresh, well-marbled ribeye. No, don't.
Must be nice.
Not from you.
What are they paying this guy?
I know. Must be nice. Why does T-Bone get all the commercials? Give me some ribeye!
He does. Hi, T-Bone here again.
Jimmy here for ribeye every day of my life.
Hey, it's T-Bone for sleep apnea, for windows and cars.
You don't have the sleep apnea. He's got to endorse that to stay alive.
That's what I said. That's bone. That's bone's turf. I could step in on that.
You know what you got, though?
What?
Pee-pee.
I do have pee-pee working.
Pee-pee working.
Yeah, pee-pee working.
Right,
he can have
all the windows he wants, but you, my friend, are saluting at the mailman when he comes over.
He's not even a man like I am. But I don't finish my steak. But I can, but I didn't last night.
Let's talk about some real stupid idiots coming up next. Nope. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a couple-minute holdup on southbound 315, going from 670 to Town Street, and expect another slowdown due to a crash if you're on Hilliard Rome Road between Smith Road and Manor Park Drive. This report is sponsored by AAA Tire and Auto Service. Come into your local AAA Tire and Auto Service and save up to $75 on brake service. Save $25 on brake replacement for one axle or $75 off brake replacement for two axles. Terms apply. Offer ends May 30th. See store for details. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Oh, hello!
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
The old days when people lived to be 40. You only had one option for listening to your favorite show. But now, ooh, baby, radio, podcast, the Fan app, and YouTube, ooh, just to name a few, live or on demand. You have no excuses, the Fan.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We'll look for a 30% chance of a couple showers or thunderstorms tonight across central Ohio. Then on Tuesday, looks like kind of a wet and cloudy, cool election day. High temperatures struggling to get to 70 and about a 70% chance of some showers, even a couple of thunderstorms. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Common Man uses his droopy sack for a bath mat.
Santa's not the only one with a big red sack full of goodies.
You're listening to Man and Timmy.
It was my lovely wife's birthday yesterday.
Oh, happy birthday,
so
Kristen.
Happy birthday to the lovely Mrs. Common Man.
Just in time for Mother's Day.
Yep, so I got to go do it all again.
Same with my anniversary.
Back-to-back weekends. Yeah, it was all about my wife this past weekend, as it should be. It's her birthday, and then next weekend it'll be all about her again, and then I'm never going to want to see her again.
No, Although, shouldn't every weekend
it is.
Be like that for you? You want to treat your wife
however,
with dignity and
I
respect.
I just want to... Well, that's out the window. Look at how I talk about her on this show. She likes those checks that come in the mailbox, though.
She doesn't listen to the show.
No, she doesn't care. What was I going to say? Oh, so, you know, it was all about her this past weekend, lots of family together time, all that stuff. And so for Mother's Day, though, what she says to me every single Sunday, every single Mother's Day is,
I want you out of this house with the kid. So I can relax in the bed.
I got no problem with that.
No. Here's my problem with it.
Okay.
Here's my problem. It's not that I have a problem with the request. It's a perfectly natural request to want to have some alone time to yourself.
Give me a day of peace and tranquility.
That's
great.
In a
busy house.
I have no problem with that. However, if I, on Father's Day, were to say to her, you know what I really want? You take the kid, get the hell out.
That's not acceptable.
Are you kidding? Oh. She'd be on the phone to the divorce lawyer.
Oh. You don't want to spend time with your family on Father's Day.
On Mother's Day, it's perfectly acceptable.
Get out of my house.
Okay, honey, anything you say.
That's as much of a double standard as anything I can come up with.
On Father's Day.
It's the same exact holiday.
If I were to say, you know what I'd like?
Same thing, just reversed.
You take the little mini you and get the hell out of the house so I can have a day of napping and wean touching.
He's loved up. Now get the hell out of here.
All of that.
You don't want to be with us?
No. You just did this the month before. Don't you remember?
Man.
That's the problem that I have, is the fact that I can't get the same treatment.
I love how the thing that we will do is we will talk all week long about how much we long for the weekends. We can't wait for the weekends to get here. It's like it's some, every weekend, it's like it's some exotic vacation that we've waited 25 years to take just for a little 2 days at the end cap of the week called Saturday and Sunday. We talk it up. We're so big about it. Like we're about how exhausted we are mentally and physically with our jobs. What do? We get to Saturday and we can't stand each other's faces for about 30 minutes. And then it's just all the, then we're just bickering about all the things that we would bicker about in the mornings and the evenings, but we just haven't had enough time together in the same house.
Right, now that we have some time.
Now that we have an 8-hour day all together, we're all, it's all this talk about, oh, I just want to be together and just spend the day together.
And I forgot to tell you,
2 hours
on Tuesday,
by, like, Jesus Christ, you, would you get out of my face?
You did a thing that made me want to die. Let's discuss it. On Saturday, you discussed the thing on Tuesday that pissed you off. That's what the weekend's for. On Tuesday, you blow right past it.
Yes.
Right. That's what I mean. That's what Saturdays are for.
Right. Saturday is the day.
It's grievance day.
It's an airing of grievances.
That's right.
Where Tuesday is just a day that has not a whole lot of feel, except when you're talking about our show.
Well, we got a
thick, girthy Tuesday with lots of things and lots of stuff.
Teddy's not working anymore.
Teddy Tuesday.
He's not going to work rapid fire anymore, Teddy?
Just occasionally.
Who's producing tomorrow? The Goober?
Rhyme time.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. Nacho time.
I thought he was a man. I thought he was a big man.
That just tells you.
He's just a steak. He's here cooking nachos
at work.
How
much of a Goober you are when he's a guy who can finish. You got Reimer and Ted. Ted weighs 5 pounds. He's the guy who eats the 12 chips in the serving size and then folds the bag and puts it away. Even Teddy says he eats an entire steak when he goes
out.
Well, there's no way if we were all eating the way that I was eating, probably if you had my steak, and there's no way that was just a 14-ounce cut. That was
that's what they're known for at the steakhouse.
That was
just
a big boy.
Hey, would you just give him 24 ounces?
Well, they saw that it was me. They saw that I was there.
Timmy.
Yeah. They saw it was you.
Give him the big boy.
Well, must be nice action.
Uh-huh.
I did.
Rachel Maddow's here. Give her the big steak.
I did overhear somebody. This is how popular that guy is. And if he hears this back, his head's going to explode. But every time I go to the internet still, I see more and more crap from Northeast Ohio about the Bigfoot families that are roaming around. And I have so much disdain for Dom Tiberi and all the yapping he's doing about Bigfoot and posting photos on social media. We're at dinner last night. And over on like the other side in another section, I hear like an older gentleman say, oh, he's a sports broadcaster. He's a 10 TV guy. Oh, he's been there for like a million years. And I'm like, well, I know he's not talking about Adam King or Coco. He's talking about Dom Tiberi. And then I actually heard him say, oh, he's been in Aruba this past week. Like these guys are just chatting it up about Dom Tiberi over their steak dinner. Just having a hell of a time.
Well, that's all right.
That's the power of Dom. And I'm not there.
You
I'm
think
not
people
at that
are
point.
Chatting about us over their dinner. You probably just didn't hear it.
I mean, I
you
I'd
know
like
what they
to,
said. They said,
I'd like
"Hey,
to think that they are somewhere." But in that moment,
I heard.
I guess I got a little bit jealous of
the
Dom Tiberi.
Worst radio show ever this week.
Yeah.
Oh, you did you?
What were they talking about?
They were talking about peepees and wee wees and.
Well, that sounds very grotesque and childish.
Skip Bayless will be on First Take on Friday.
He's not my favorite Skip.
First time since 2016. People tell me that they care. I mean, I don't. All right. If you enjoyed this, you want to see Stephen A. Smith, who talks out of his ass about everything in the world. People seem to enjoy it. You want to see a 70-something-year-old man who hasn't been relevant in 10 years? Show up and add something to the equation. All right. Enjoy this Friday. It's a one and done is what they say, but I assume if it goes well, what else are they doing?
Just a matter of time before Skip Bayless does something else or says something else that's just so offensive.
Well, he says something else every day. He's got like his little podcast. Nobody pays attention to it.
Who's listening to that?
I don't know what to do. The same people going to see this fan of bananas?
The fan of bananas?
Savannah bananas?
There's millions of people going to see those Savannah bananas.
That's what I mean.
Not putting Bayless up on their level
Maybe
right now.
Maybe Bayless is a top podcaster.
Oh,
I haven't looked at his numbers.
He's a big podcaster now. I don't care about this. People, I mean, their show does numbers, though, right? I mean, there has to be a reason why they continue to pay Stephen A. Smith upwards of $10 million a year when the rest of the company seems to be hurting. And all it is waiting for the next rounds of cuts to come from ESPN. So much money is tied up in making sure you get those college football broadcasts.
I don't get it. But it's the same thing about Colin Cowherd. The amount of money this guy's made over the years. And to answer your questions, they must get ratings. He doesn't.
No.
He never has.
And how many clips can you go and pull of Colin Cowherd where he's just saying something so foolish or just has something completely wrong? And it's not just that it is completely wrong.
We're wrong all the time.
It's the inability to just laugh it off. Or say how you messed up. You're always trying to cover your ass. It's like you really think you're some kind of expert. You're not. You're just a blowhard with a microphone. That's all any of us are. We're not actual experts at something. We just do this job because we bring a little bit more flair to the discussion. That's what it's all about. The fun and the flair that comes along with it.
Fun and the flair, Teddy.
And the cream and the crop.
I mean, the idea that the good teams in the league would just allow a 41-year-old quarterback to string them along is laughable. Eagles aren't doing that. Rams aren't doing that. Chiefs aren't doing that. The Steelers think they're an elite organization, and they're basically haven't won a playoff game in, what, a decade? They're the Jets with more function.
I actually don't disagree with that.
My God.
I actually don't disagree. You got any gum? Hey, the rest of the mouth-breathing media has woken up about something that you and I have talked about. We'll discuss it in 2 minutes. Colin, Man, and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got an accident on the right shoulder of southbound 315 at 670, causing some stop-and-go traffic from Kinnear Road. We also have a delay on westbound 670 from Grandview Avenue to I-70. This report is sponsored by Fusion. Crab lovers, this one's for you. Dive into Fusion's Crab Fest, featuring two all-new sushi rolls loaded with flavor. It's fresh, it's fast, and it won't last forever. Roll into Fusion today and taste their world-famous crab rolls before they're gone. It's Crab Fest season at Fusion. Check it out at Fusion.com. Fusion, sushi for you. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Ben and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
This show features two Nicoles. One gives you useful traffic information. The other one yells, "What up, bitches?"
Who's ready to party?
Here's Man and Timmy.
Hey, please subscribe to the podcast of this stupid show. It's available wherever you get your stupid audio. Just search Common Man and Timmy.
Click.
Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. Podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Now, we had the Mike Vrabel and the Diana Rossini and all that. And when that story broke, the day after, you know, I'm an idiot, but I came on this air and I said, I have a problem. You know, Mike Vrabel has to answer to his family. All right. Diana Rossini has to answer to her family. However, she's in a different spot because she's also a reporter covering the league.
Yeah.
having a personal relationship with someone you're tasked with covering is an issue. And I said the same thing about Jay Glazer.
Yes, you did.
All right, I said Jay Glazer made a big thing a couple years back about how Tom Brady didn't return his phone call in a timely fashion. They were workout buddies once upon a time, but now Jay Glazer has a vendetta against Tom Brady. It doesn't matter if they were banging or not. There's a personal relationship there that is skewing your ability to do your job. Now the rest of the media, they're waking up and asking questions about Jay Glazer. This is an issue with him. It's always been an issue with him. I don't know why we just put it on the back burner for so long. But look, we had guys here who worked at this radio station over the years that compromised their audience and their integrity by having personal relationships with people they were tasked with having an opinion about. We had an afternoon guy that used to go and play golf with Blue Jacket players. All right. And then when it came to rip up a new a-hole because they had lost 11 in a row,
to do that.
Do you think he's doing his job?
Mm-hmm.
You think he's serving the listener? No. We had a guy here with a personal vendetta, personal beef with Jim Tressel. And when Tress gets fired, he comes on the radio the next day like it's his own personal Christmas. Are you doing your audience the service by acting that way? No, because you have you have personal skin in the game. You have a vendetta, whether you're having sex with the guy or not, like Diana Russini was, or you're playing golf with him, you still have an inappropriate personal relationship. If you're going to be a reporter, if you're going to be tasked with going on the air and throwing out your opinion so that people can trust you, trust what you have to say, then you have to learn how to draw the line with personal relationships. This is not something new, but it's coming front and center again because of this whole scandal with Diana Russini.
Well, Mikey, I don't have a lot to add to that. That is well said.
Good answer.
Well, very well done. And the thing of it is when I did the Buckeye show, for however many years I did that across two stints, it was closing in probably on 10 years of doing that. I would talk to certain guys on a fairly normal basis, but I always had to like make sure that I was holding myself back. Like it's one thing if you have a couple of text messages that is about the sport, that is about a game, or if you're getting fed a piece of information because you are either quote unquote an insider or you cover the team. I felt like I was somewhere kind of on that line, especially when it came to covering the Buckeye men's basketball team and how I was at every game for years and years and years, pretty much up until this season. I always had to make sure that I kind of left that. I'm not even saying that anybody would have wanted to be my friend outside of work. Why would anybody else want to pick up me?
I understand what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying. It's a difference, and whether somebody comes in and we have a good time together, if we have someone come in and do an hour in studio with us, that's kind of what you see. That's about the extent of what the relationship is. Now, we also can, get to know some of these guys through doing the job, and you might be able to say some pleasant things about him. Like, I feel like that guy's a pretty good guy. We always said that about Chris Holtmann, right?
Yeah.
He was a very nice guy. Everything that I learned about him, everything that I found out about him, seemed like he was a good dude, loved his family very much.
But you're also not going out to get sushi with the Holtmanns.
No. There's none of that like, oh, come over to my house on Saturday and let's have a backyard barbecue.
When I first moved into my neighborhood, not Mike Vrabel, he's on my brain now.
Mm-hmm.
Luke Fickell lived three houses down from me.
In the neighborhood,
right? So I built the house, moved in, Fickell's three houses down. And my wife says to me,
have you said anything bad about him?
Well, I mean, he's a coach on the Ohio State staff, so yeah.
Possibly. Yeah.
I have.
Yeah, it's happened.
Are you going to do that again?
Well, if my job forces me to, yes. And if that means that I stay away from the progressive dinner at holiday time that we have here in the neighborhood, or perhaps things are a little awkward, then that's the way it's going to have to be.
That is a tougher one, right?
That's a very tough one.
The guy's in your neighborhood. You can make a great case about, you know, being a good person is being neighborly. And if you're out and about,
you say hello
and you're cordial and friendly.
I don't think I was unfair or I was unfairly harsh at any point. But I think there was a time. It's like we walked in here on a Monday and the defense gave up 400 total yards, 450 total yards.
An ugly situation.
Something like
that.
And who's the defensive coordinator? Well, Luke Fickell's the defensive coordinator. I got to say something. I got to do something. Whether he's three houses down or not.
Three doors down.
I got to do some. Call me Superman.
Very good.
I got to say something.
Yeah,
I got to do something.
What if? What if he had just asked you somewhere because you were neighbors and maybe the wives or the kids were playing together one day, like innocently on the street, and then out of the blue, like he recognized you or knew what you did and said, hey, would you like to go get dinner sometime? Just like hit it off or something. Would you put the kibosh on that?
Because
that would be a really weird one.
If it was, he wouldn't, by the way.
Of course. Yeah.
He wouldn't.
It didn't. That never was asked. But if it was, how do you navigate that?
Perhaps if there were other couples involved, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of like a long-lasting friendship forming, no. I can't. Maybe when I'm retired someday.
When it's all said and
if
done.
If he still wants to be friends.
If he still wants to be. You know what?
Me and good old Luke.
And Chris Holtman out there at DePaul, when I retire, maybe we can get back together.
My neighborhood, it's funny because I moved in. And Fickell was there,
mm-hmm.
and Mickey Marotti was there in the neighborhood, too.
Oh, man, just a bunch of Buckeyes in the hood.
And then Fickell moved out because he took the Cincinnati job.
Yeah.
And Laurinaitis moved in to the neighborhood, not into Fickell's house, but just moved into the neighborhood. And it was good at that point because I'm working with James. He's working here.
Right.
So we can have that personal relationship because we're coworkers.
Right.
He's not playing in the league. He's not playing at Ohio State. He wasn't coaching at Ohio State at this point.
So then you have another tricky one to navigate, too, because you've got a guy that you've already been friends with, and we've all been work buddies with James Laurinaitis. Then he goes back into the coaching game, and he's doing it again.
Right.
But.
And you know what?
If we had to rip the linebacker unit, James
puts himself in a position where he's drinking on his ATV and making an ass of himself.
True. True.
Then you have to mention it. You have to bring that up and you have to say how that's not acceptable behavior. Kind of like what we did with Heartline. Hey, good job, dude. You're getting all these 5-star recruits. Think twice next time grabbing O'Doul's before you get on the ATV.
Be careful. That's why we got up to that weekend this year and you're thinking, good God, guys, be careful. Make smart decisions when it's the Woody Fest and Hootie and the Blowfish is there. But back to the beginning of the point, Jay Glazer never really had this going on. Like he would always protect anybody
absolutely
that he was trying to get
if he's buddies
information
with them.
He wanted to have these guys he wanted to have them do some MMA fighting together,
just
have them to the house for barbecues, all of that,
as Diana Russini sneaking around with a coach. It's just as big of a problem.
It is, and
we should focus on that.
She gets more of the brunt of it, and she should get criticized for what she has done.
Absolutely, it is
not fair that a woman gets more criticism than a man in that same situation. I agree with that.
Foodgasm coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got an accident causing some holdup if you're on Georgesville Road between Parwick Drive and Hall Road. And things are a little slow on southbound 270 from Main Street to I-70 on the East Outer Belt. This report is sponsored by AAA Tire and Auto Service. Come into your local AAA Tire and Auto Service and save up to $75 on brake service. Save $25 on brake replacement for one axle or $75 off brake replacement for two axles. Terms apply. Offer ends May 30th. See store for details. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan. And traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Here, Eric Reeser and T-Bone stage the first annual Fan 5K.
People had a good time and no one died.
So we decided to do it all again. It all goes down Saturday, June 20th in Otterbein.
Presented by the Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center.
Will Reeser's muscular calves explode? Will T-Bone's beard choke him while running? More importantly, will Tyvus, Common Man, and Timmy make total fools of themselves?
Maybe.
Magic 8-Ball says, signs point to yes.
Register today at 971therace.com.
Hey, Bobby Carpenter here.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a Care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a Care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and $2 tall boys. All day, every day.
One has pizza sauce for blood.
The other is Rachel Maddow.
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. You know, performance matters in intimate moments. Don't let ED get in the way. The truth is most men don't have to live with it anymore. You may be surprised how the right treatment can improve your love life. Remember the first time you failed to perform in the bedroom?
I remember it every time.
Maybe you laughed it off. Maybe she laughed it off. Maybe you flicked it a couple times.
We thought laughing was the best medicine.
No, it's not.
No, no.
Stop it with the Instagram ads and the Frank Thomas commercials and all that crap. I want you to go to the people who look at limp PPs every single day, and that's my friends at Tri-State Men's Health.
They see it and they just know.
They have treatments with success rates well over 80%. I'm sorry, 90%. Why 80%? 90%.
God.
Some treatments can even have you last an hour or more.
Dear God!
They have an expert staff. If you're like a lot of men, you could be having that hibbity-dibbity time the day after your appointment. Call them today, 800-900-9654, or visit tristatemenshealth.com. You want to do a little food?
I love talking about food.
Food.
Man and Timmy present...
Oh, yeah.
Sponsored by GoGermain.com. Shop 30 brands and over 4,000 vehicles only at GoGermain.com.
All right, here's a couple things for you. First of all, you got the Krispy Kreme. All right, you know, I'm a big fan of the Krispy Kreme when done properly. Unfortunately, some of our local locations have some problem with that last part. They have switched over to the spring menu. That means the blueberry cake donut is back. And I got a couple of them this weekend, and
that
dear God,
delicious.
I missed them. Yes, because
I haven't had that one.
They got the original original cake, which is delicious. But in the wintertime, they had a cinnamon sugar cake, which was also delicious. But now springtime, blueberry cake, wonderful. I highly recommend it if your local Krispy Kreme has it. What I cannot recommend to you is the boneless rib sandwich that I wanted to get at Shake Shack. Now, that's one of their specials. They're doing barbecue stuff. You can get a barbecue burger. They're also doing a boneless rib, baby back rib sandwich.
So what's the barbecue burger like there specifically? Like, what are they...
I haven't
doing,
had like, it. I think they put like maybe some pulled pork on top of the burger or something like that, some slaw. But this rib sandwich, I saw a little sign for it. I was driving by. And it's got some creamy slaw they put on top of this boneless piece of rib meat.
Like that.
And I like that. Look, I even like the McRib. I assume this is a step up.
Yeah.
It should be. However, I enjoy myself a rib sandwich. I stop in. They got the sign right there.
Mm-hmm.
Out, the little metal sign they put outside in the parking lot right by the door. Rib sandwich, barbecue sandwich. I walk in.
Do they have it?
No.
No, they don't.
No.
And look, if you're out of product, you're out of product. I understand. Things happen.
Maybe, frustrating,
maybe people
though.
Are going rib crazy the day before. However, move the sign inside. It's portable for a reason. Don't put it outside where everybody can see it and they get excited for a rib sandwich that doesn't exist.
You mentioned Krispy Kreme earlier. I had some donuts from Lindsay's Bakery down in Chillicothe.
I had the Lindsay's.
No, I'm sure you have, because I'm looking on their website right now because I'm trying to find out more. I'm trying to see like just a list of their main donuts. But Rhyme Time might even be
Circleville?
A guy. Circleville. Did I say Chillicothe?
Yeah, you said Chillicothe.
I'm sorry.
That's a big mistake.
That's a huge mistake. Yeah. My bad. Krispy Kreme with two C's.
It's Chillicothe.
Yes. Lindsay's Bakery. My bad, guys. Circleville, 127 West Main Street. I don't know why I didn't even say Circleville.
Oh, I like Circleville.
Roundtown.
Circleville.
You like Circleville?
So our neighbor was down there. She did a little hike somewhere near Circleville on Saturday morning. And just out of the kindness of her heart, she brought us back a big, delicious box of Lindsay's donuts.
That's nice.
And it was just their standard, amazing, like, cake donut. They do the pumpkin donuts when the season is right. And so you've probably had those. Somebody's probably brought them into the station before.
I don't know why that's a seasonal item.
I know. You contend.
I think we
should be away.
Pumpkin donuts all year long. You don't have to eat them all year long, but they should be available for sluts like me.
I'm fine with the pumpkin donuts being a cool thing that we look forward to, and it's not on the menu the whole time. But as far as, you know, the buttermilk or sour cream or cake donut kind of goes, like, yeast donuts are fine, especially if we're talking about just a classic Krispy Kreme. That's probably my preferred.
That's a different level of
over
yeast
their
donut.
Over their cake donut that they make at Krispy Kreme. I would go with just the au naturel through the conveyor of goo straight into my mouth. That's the way I want it. But these Lindsay's donuts, they were so good. I want to go back to, you were talking about the barbecue burger. I'm wondering, if I were to concoct a barbecue burger, like, what exactly would be on it to sort of capture that essence of, like, KC barbecue? Would it be like two smash patties with like a little bit of delicious smoked pulled pork as a second meat? Because I'm always cool with a second meat. I think that's okay in moderation.
If you're going to do a barbecue burger, as opposed to a Western burger.
Those are
two different things.
The Western burger has crispy onion straws,
or
barbecue
onion
sauce, or a big thick onion ring on it, and bacon, right? And thick bacon.
Yes, that's so what I'm thinking, think of when I think we of a can, Western burger.
We lose the bacon on this, and then I have maybe even like a little bit of it. What about like a little bit of pulled pork with a little bit of coleslaw and tangy barbecue sauce on top of that slaw?
I think that
would kind of tie that all together with a little bit of cheddar cheese.
I also think maybe a burger patty, and then some slices of smoked sausage.
Mm, okay.
Or some brisket slices.
One of my favorite sandwiches of all time is that it used to be called Oklahoma Joe's. Then they realized we should just call it Kansas City Joe's. And they have a number of locations. And they have a sandwich called the Z-Man. The Hog Heaven, that's the one that has the sliced sausage on it, which is just so good. Little pulled pork mixed in with sliced smoked sausage. That could be delicious.
There was a place, I think they have a place, I don't know if it's still open. It was like a heavy metal sort of burger place in Chicago called Kuma's Corner.
Kuma's Corner.
And they opened up one in Indianapolis. I don't know if they still have one there. But they did the big-ass burgers, and they did it on the pretzel bun, which can be hit and miss, right?
Yeah.
But they use a good pretzel bun.
Doing like a big, heavy burger, maybe the bun, we don't need so much bread on the bun. But go ahead.
And one thing they had was a burger where it was, you know, your burger patty and then a butterflied all-beef hot dog on top of that. And they called it the Goblin C-word.
Speaking of the
cockadoodle-doo, right? It was, and it was delicious. You get your smoked meat in the hot dog on top of the burger patty. I think we can replicate that with a barbecue style smoked sausage.
And I just had at the end of my run, I always save it at the end. Whenever I do a Jack Stacks order, we've talked about them before, mail order barbecue from KC.
M-A-L-E order, though.
M-A-L-E order. I leave their sausage for the very end, and then we'll make with something else, do it with another side dish.
People sleep on the smoked
sausage.
It's
overlooked. So good.
If you go to a barbecue place and they're proud of their smoked sausage, you should order that every single time.
And it's cheaper, too. Just throw it in there.
Fernando Mendoza has his priorities straight. Details next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're going to hit a five-minute slowdown if you're on westbound 270 going from 161 to Cleveland Avenue on the north outer belt. And we've got an accident on the right shoulder of southbound 315 at 670 causing some traffic there. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon, I'm Jacob Reimer. Second round of the NBA playoffs gets underway tonight. The 76ers are at the Knicks, and the Spurs host the Timberwolves. Minnesota star Anthony Edwards is expected to play tonight in Game 1, barring any setback pregame. Edwards is just 9 days removed from a left knee injury he suffered in the first round of the playoffs. The Reds are at Wrigley Field tonight, starting a four-game series with the Cubs. The Reds recalled right-hander Chase Petty from AAA earlier today. He gets a start on the mound for Cincinnati. First pitch is at 7:10. The Guardians open a series in Kansas City against the Royals. Tanner Bibee is on the mound for Cleveland. They get started at 7:40. And Detroit's Tarek Skubal will undergo surgery to remove loose bodies in his left elbow. The team announced today there is currently no timetable for a return from the Tigers' ace. This update sponsored by TurboTrack Realty. Done with that property, call John Kozik at TurboTrack Realty for a cash offer today. 614-470-2000. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Number one show on Publio's Spotify rap list. It's Common Man and Timmy.
This dumb show brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. Jason's beef with our guy Jason Stark coming up at 5:30. Stephon Diggs, he had his criminal trial start today. You know, the felony strangulation trial. The same charges that he had against him when he was playing in the playoffs and the Super Bowl for the Patriots.
How did he get to do that again?
I don't, because there's no video of it. He had a outstanding felony strangulation charge. And I don't think it was brought up once in the Super Bowl.
Was he ever arrested?
He was arrested and charged.
Yeah, he's arrested and charged.
They don't charge you and just not arrest you.
So he had to be out on bail to continue to play while he awaited his trial. Yeah. The NFL, they really do seem to move the goalposts around.
Well, that's
a
the
lot,
thing that bothers
depending
me.
Depending on what's going on, what the situation is. But it's not like that's some light charge.
You'll have some guys that are suspended for far less. Like, oh, personal conduct policy. You don't have to be convicted for us to sit you down for a little while. And by the way, I understand that. This is not the court of law. This is your employer. It's innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. People forget about that last part. If your employer deems you a liability, they can sit you down.
Absolutely.
All right. So it's not
forget about the court of law.
We've had guys who have been sat down because things looked bad. But for some reason, Stephon Diggs sort of just flew under the radar with this felony strangulation charge. All the way into the Super Bowl.
I mean, we're going to find out soon enough if there's enough evidence to convict him, or if he gets to continue on, or if there's going to be any kind of punishment.
The trial began today.
Yeah. So process begins right now.
Cavs get it done against the Raptors in Game 7. They will face the Pistons.
Ooh, Jarrett Allen was a maniac in this game. I know you're not watching much of the NBA playoffs, but they're big dude. He was a menace in that third quarter. I believe he had 14 points and 10 rebounds. Teddy's nodding his head in the third quarter alone. He said he stepped up. He decided at some point here this series to just become a more vocal guy. And apparently the team needs it because sometimes guys like Donovan Mitchell, the Spider, who's as talented as any guy in the NBA, he can get a little bit lax on defense at times. And look like his face doesn't match the kind of attitude and intensity that this type of situation shows. Because with Boston out of the playoffs right now, this is a chance. This is an opportunity. And Cleveland, you've been looking for these opportunities post-LeBron to take these steps and become a championship team without that guy. This is as good a chance as ever. You got James Harden and Donovan Mitchell in your backcourt and some nice complimentary parts, too, if Jared Allen is going to play that hard. Let's go. Let's get it done in the second round. Let's keep moving on.
Crew crapped their pants against Minnesota. Just when you think that they maybe are starting to turn things around, they have a performance like that.
And they're
disgusting.
Not.
And the Aviators beat the Gamblers on Friday night in front of 12 people.
Yeah. Everybody got those bobbleheads.
They
huh?
did. Trent was there. Yeah,
Where'd they send the other 4,021 of them?
No. There was. Yeah,
they go down to South America.
Can I tell you something? I don't care what the announced crowd was. It was 40-something degrees and like spritzy rain and stuff like that on Friday night. There was not any more than 1,000 people in that place. And they won the damn game.
That's right. They're winners now. Won, what, 2 out of 3? They're just out of the playoffs right now. But they're making a nice push. Yeah.
Who makes the playoffs? Everybody?
No, I think there's what, 8 teams in the top half of the league makes it, I believe, is how it works. So they got a little work to do, but there's still plenty of time left.
Thank you, Timmy. Fernando Mendoza, former Indiana quarterback, of course, he's the number one pick in the draft for the Raiders, has his priorities straight. He was asked, because Indiana won the national championship, hey, you go to the White House? And if you're invited, you go to the White House? And look, this is not a political thing. He said, I would decline the invitation if it interfered at all with my Raiders business or OTAs.
I love that.
And I like that mindset.
I really do.
I do.
And I understand how for one practice to get to take part in such a special, you know, one day only experience that you could find a way to make that work. Find a way to make up the practice time. But hey, that's
also kid on the block.
He's an adult and he's able to make that choice.
Well, he's looks like a child.
But he is legally, you know, a 23 or 24-year-old man.
Do you think when he and Tom Brady talk with each other, it sounds like this?
How are you, Fandola?
Oh, I just want to make sure. I'm doing good, Tom, but I just want to know what are the things that I need to do to put this team in the right position to win as many games as humanly possible
in
my first
tomatoes?
Year.
Stop eating tomatoes.
Okay, I won't be eating
tomatoes
anymore.
No, tomatoes are bad. Nightshades are bad.
What should I be eating, Tom? Anything that's going to be good for my body, I want to make sure that I'm going to do, and I'm going to get my teammates and my family and my friends, and we're going to all do that thing together. Does that sound like a good idea, Tom? I'd like to do that.
Who's their coach there?
Who's their coach there?
Yeah. You said that like you don't know?
Kubiak.
Bill Parcells.
Shimmer Shammer? It's, one of the Kubiaks. He's the offensive coordinator for Seattle, and they brought him.
Gary?
Clint? Is it Clint Kubiak?
Clint Eastwood Kubiak.
Dirty Dancing.
Oh, yeah. Jump to me, baby.
Stop it.
I'm going to throw you.
Baseball. Reds had a weekend for you there. Teddy in Pittsburgh were on Saturday. They walked 7 straight guys on Saturday.
What the hell is that? Who walks 7 guys in a row?
Tied a major league record.
There's not just, I don't know, like, holes being punched somewhere, right?
At least it wasn't going to matter.
Come on.
Right? At least it wasn't going to matter.
Well, it could have mattered.
I mean,
probably not, but yeah. Who? Seven times?
They lost 17. Is that the game they lost 17-7? They lost 17-7 in that game, right?
Yes, they did, but at the time it was not 17-7. You know, it was a closer.
They followed like it up yesterday with a nice, frustrating 1-0 loss.
Yeah. So, but I'm just like, how can you walk seven, you know, straight times? You throw strikes, and then your job to come in as reliever, throw strikes. If you can't throw a strike, hit the road.
Hit the road, you bum!
You bum!
You bum!
It drives me nuts.
Hit the road, Jack.
Throw strikes.
Come back, no more, no more, no more, no more. Teddy, that was good.
Ridiculous!
You make it sound so easy.
I can throw strikes.
Well, at least you could throw it over the plate so somebody hits it.
Yes, I'd rather them hit it out of the ballpark.
That's what I mean.
Yes. I don't think you could.
Give up a grand slam. I don't want to see seven walks.
I agree with Teddy.
I do agree with that.
There's a point where you underhand it over there.
I would rather you see...
Quit nibbling around the plate.
The baseball just be bouncing around the ballpark like a pinball machine.
Right. Yeah.
At least you have a chance to play defense.
Yeah, I hate when they have like an 0-2 count. And then they just start nibbling around. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's
then
a ball.
And they pick and pick.
Ball two. And ball
three.
And next thing you know, the guy's on first base.
Everything's in the dirt trying to get him to chase. They're not chasing it right now. Throw one down the middle.
I'll tell you who had a good weekend, though.
Yanks.
Baseball Buckeyes.
Yeah.
Baseball Buckeyes swept out number 16 Nebraska for the first time in program history.
Can you believe that?
I can believe it because Bob Todd's got that crew playing some good ball.
Bob Todd. It's over for Bob Todd. This is a different time
now. Who's the coach there, Timmy?
He caught me on a bad day.
Had a bad day again.
Justin Hare?
Justin Hare.
Jordan Hare.
It's Justin Hare. The Hare Man came over from...
Spilled a coffee, broke a shoelace.
Smelled a lipstick on her face.
Left a note and said, I'm sorry, I had a bad day again.
So we did Hit the Road, Jack.
Yep.
And Bad Day by Fuel a cappella in the same 45-second time span.
God, what else could we even throw into it? My baby does the hanky-panky.
You're obsessed with that song.
Obsessed with breasts. It's a good song. It was a good bit in the 50s, and it still rings true today.
I got some Buckeye basketball news for you. Buckeye hoops news. Huh?
I seen it.
Okay, but maybe the people haven't.
Maybe we just play along.
Maybe we discuss
it. Maybe we talk about it.
All right, that's what a radio show is.
It's coming up next.
Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got traffic slowing down due to a crash on Georgesville Road between Parwick Drive and Hall Road. And there's almost a 10-minute delay on northbound 71 on that north side, going from 670 to 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by the Ohio Department of Public Safety. Roadside workers have lives and families, but when they're on the job, they put it all on the line to protect and serve us. Remember, they're not just roadside workers. Thank you for moving over and slowing down. Brought to you by ODOT, USDOT, NHTSA, and ODPS. I'm Nicole for 97.1. The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
You know Buckeye football. These two say, hold my beer. The Beat with Austin and Berm.
Sponsored by the Waterworks.
Daily on the Fan's YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. Your home of the Buckeyes. The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
I look for a chance of a couple showers, maybe a storm tonight across central Ohio. The chance of 30%. And then on Tuesday, a cloudy, cool, and wet election day. There is a chance of showers in the morning, but the higher chance of shower storms is in the afternoon and evening hours. About an 80% chance and highs nearing 70 degrees. Still a couple of lingering showers on Wednesday morning. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
If the authorities looked at their Instagram accounts, they'd be arrested immediately.
Daddy, what are you doing?
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Jason's beef with our guy Jason Starr coming up at 5:30. Hey, Teddy.
Go ahead. After this, I got a bone to pick with somebody.
Did you watch any of the F1 Miami stuff this weekend?
I did see some of that, yeah.
Oh.
There's some good action there down in Miami. Miami's quite the scene.
I watched like 10 minutes of this maybe because I've been watching a couple of shows on Apple TV. And so I see how the F1 recently, how the F1 and Formula One.
How the F1
recently signed this deal, exclusive deal to have it all on Apple TV. And so it's very nice. It shows you every single broadcast that they have done and it instantly saves it there. So I watched some of the sprint and
Saturday. Yes.
To me, I don't know. Maybe this is because I'm kind of new to this. I've not been following F1 for a long time, but it sure seems to me that the sport, especially with a short race like that, it's so very stacked at the top, and it's got to be harder for littler guys or smaller teams to make a push. Like, I think Lando Norris started at the top, and I think he's on McLaren's team, right, Teddy? You back that up?
Yes, that's right.
He started and led the whole entire way and then won that sprint, which I know it's probably not that uncommon if you get into that position. You keep it, win the race, and I didn't watch the actual race. Was it good?
Yesterday, it was a little bit more exciting. And like Kimi Antonelli, he's from Mercedes, which has the best cars. He started on the pole and he won the race, but he had a slow start. And so guys got around him. And so there was a little bit of competition throughout the race.
So
decent race.
This thing that I saw that was blowing up on social media, though.
I know what you saw.
And I missed this. And this is actually something that I was watching because I clicked on the broadcast for the sprint, but I missed this. But everybody rebroadcast it and replayed it. So it was fine. The three hosts they have, there's a woman and two guys, and I know they have some former drivers that are doing this as well. They all have their, you know, microphones with the poofs on them, and they're doing like a walk and talk kind of around the pit crew area.
Mm-hmm.
And the cameraman is following them, and they must be on like a little, I don't know if he's on like a cart or something.
No, he's just backpedaling. Yeah, he's backpedaling.
Yeah, and doing the best job that he can with the eyes in the back of his head. But as they're walking, this woman starts to walk towards the camera. This ridiculously attractive woman.
One of the VIPs that they just let wander around down there.
She's not wearing a badge or anything. She's not wearing
much of anything.
The tiniest denim shorts.
Nice cans.
And the tiniest little string halter top.
Uh-huh.
And the cameraman just completely, like he's not even able to control himself or herself. I don't know.
Yeah, how do we know?
Don't know. I mean, the camera completely left. Usually you can maybe do like a slight little veer. It's almost like it's center focused on this rocket that was right there in front of the camera. It was hilarious. And then she even made slight eye contact with the camera as she was walking past it and then out of frame completely.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello to you.
Hi. Oh, shoot. Sorry. Over here. Yeah. Yes. Racing. Yes. They're talking now. I loved it.
I know you did, Teddy. Did you see it?
Well, yes, because Timmy sent it to me. So, of course, I saw it.
I got a bone to pick with somebody.
What?
Earlier today, television's Adam King, he was in for, what, one segment with Rothman and Ice? Does he sometimes stay and do a second segment?
Yes.
Well, did you see where he parked today?
No.
We've had all these issues with parking where we've got the fence spaces, and then when we get too close to our gate here, because the road shrinks down.
Yeah, it narrows.
We have to put no parking signs up there.
No parking.
And what has been happening recently?
People park there.
Somebody parks right on the edge, close to the no parking sign, and then people will still avoid that edge that has been set and park right in front of the no parking signs. Like, no regard. I'm going to park closest to the door. I've got stuff to do at work. My time is valuable.
It's always television
people. I can't go on the other side of the building. Or I can't Tim go May. Inside the building. I don't mean inside the building, but we have gates where you can actually scan your card, and there's limitless parking inside the premise. So your car cannot even be approached by someone that's walking out there by the street. So it's really the safer thing to do. Not really many of us do it. Now today, Adam King, he didn't just do that. He pulled his SUV around, did a little U-turn, and parallel parked 6 inches in front of our garage door and the door that we always enter in, that where we swipe our key card. That's where he parked.
Well, he was just coming segment. In for one segment. I mean,
two segments.
He didn't want to walk the extra 10 feet.
I don't think it should matter. I don't think it should matter.
Look, I think it's jail
for 50 years for that offense.
He's been sentenced to death.
Well, then sentence him to death again.
He keeps coming back.
He's just not going to learn.
He's a zombie.
Zombie King. Had a bad day.
Zombie. Zombie.
That's right, Cranberries.
Hold on. I just discovered something.
What?
So as this woman is walking by, back to the Apple
this
TV
is the,
coverage.
This is the Sky Sports
it's Sky
broadcast.
Sky Sports
is
broadcast.
This is.
My yeah. mistake. That's why I didn't see it. She's Sky Sports.
She is smoking hot, this chick, too.
And as she goes by, and Sky Sports 3 broadcasters are walking up, it pans over to three guys. This is how I'm getting good with it now. They're on the McLaren team. I can tell by the color of their shirts. They all look to the left, and they like jerk their heads back.
Of course they do. Of course they do.
It catches all of it.
By the way, you buried the lead. We were talking about donuts last hour.
They do pumpkins.
We were talking about,
I found out,
Lindsay's in Circleville.
Yes.
And we got a nice tweet here from Jacob saying they have pumpkin donuts all year round.
Thank you, Jacob.
That's
for
worth the
letting
trip.
Us know.
I wouldn't have gone down there, but now I will. Only because they have pumpkin donuts all year round. God bless you, fine people.
Well, they have more than just pumpkin donuts.
I understand
everything that.
That
they do there is outstanding.
I get
it. So I would suggest that you maybe try some other ones too.
Buckeye basketball. Bruce Thornton receives a combine invite.
Good.
John Mobley did not, but he's still going through the draft process. He has until the 27th of this month to withdraw. And look,
I still think he will, man. I've said that a number
of
times.
He will, but he's been in this process for a while. And maybe it's one of those situations where Jake Diebler knows full well he's just in it for the experience. He's coming back and he's not worried about a damn thing. But until he officially declares himself eligible for this year's roster, we can't factor him in.
Well, the money I just think is going to be pretty darn good. He's basically going to have the keys
to stay here.
To stay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know if that's something that you're going to want to pass up with the opportunity to develop another year in college basketball and hone in on some more of your skills, because you're going to be the guy. This is going to be your basketball team, essentially. You know what I mean? I'm saying that as he gets to be the leader of this bunch. Amari Bynum, he's going to have to take a big step if Ohio State's going to actually improve on what they did last year, losing a 20-point-per-game guy, your all-time leading scorer in program history in Bruce Thornton. So that's kind of where I am. Like, I think Mobley's coming back. I am not dead set that they're going to wind up a better basketball team when the results are all said and done. We do have those 8 extra spots coming to the NCAA tournament, which I will take note of if we can tell that that's where Ohio State slots in when it's all done.
Okay. By the way, I filled out a survey today.
You did that too?
I was sent a survey about the Schottenstein Center. You know, you buy tickets, you're on the mailing list, they send you something. They asked me questions. Would you be in favor of the remodel and spending money? Look, I answered all the questions. I said yes with a bullet that I want an exclusive building just for hockey. A smaller hockey venue. We've talked about that before.
Yep.
I think that would be great for that product. It would make me want to go to more hockey games. But I also said, and they won't listen to me because they're stupid, do not spend another dime on this stupid building, on the Schottenstein Center.
Well, you know what, though, Mike? I want people listening that care deeply about this, as I do, as we do, to, if you did buy tickets this year, look in your email inbox, fill out that questionnaire. Because please, like, let at least then we could have something to stand behind.
Cut your losses.
Say, we told you this. We as fans spoke up. We understand how it's all about money. So if it is all about money, then like you said, cut your losses. The building is the building. I know you just renovated and put the practice facility on there, but stop doing it from this point forward. Then maybe in 10 years' time, instead of throwing more money into that place, we can just admit it's too big. We can't create the vibe and the intensity and the atmosphere we want. Shut it down and build something smaller and more intimate.
Would you be interested if your company was able to hold a banquet at the Schottenstein Center?
No! Different building!
Stop it! It served you, air quotes, well for 30 years. Okay?
Right, we've reached the limit.
Yes,
that's when you build new arenas anyway. And if you build a new one the right way, it could stand for 75 to 100 years.
Jason's beef with our guy Jason Stark in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got an accident that's blocking the right lane and causing holdup on westbound Lane Avenue at 315. Emergency crews are on scene there, so expect some extra delay. And watch out for a disabled vehicle if you're on southbound 270 after Cemetery Road on the west outer belt. This report is sponsored by COTA. Tapping is already how you move through your day. Now it's how you ride the bus. Pay to ride COTA by tapping your card, smartphone, or smartwatch, and go. Learn more at COTA.com/tap. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
And Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
He's a man who's in every Hall of Fame in the known universe. He's a man who travels thousands of miles to see celestial bodies. He's a man who enjoys a good tomato pie. And he's a man who regrets a few life choices every Monday at 5:30. It's Jason's Beef with Jason Starr.
Sponsored by Logan AC and Heat Services. Don't go through another air conditioner breakdown. For fast, friendly service, call the experts at Logan Services now for a free estimate and next day air installation.
He is in every single Hall of Fame known to man, including the Mascot Hall of Fame, because back in the day, much like Mike Vrabel and Diana Rossini, he had a torrid affair with the Philly Fanatic. It's Jason's Beef with our guy Jason Stark on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Hello, my friend.
As usual, I have no idea what you're talking about, but good to talk to you.
It wouldn't be this show if you knew what we were talking about, would it?
No truer words have ever been spoken in those.
We dedicated the program today to John Sterling, longtime Yankees radio announcer who died at the age of 87. We've had some fun with him, playing some of his calls over the years, but you and I were talking about this. There is a special relationship that baseball fans have with their local announcers, specifically radio announcers, that I don't think any other sport can replicate for a few reasons. First of all, they're on every day, right? I mean, they're there every single day for you. We broadcast the Buckeyes here on our radio station. The maximum amount of times you're going to hear Paul Keel's voice of the Buckeyes doing a game is 15, 16 times, depending on how far the football team goes. But baseball's an everyday proposition. And I also think the cadence and the pace of the game leads to more personal conversation that you can relate to the announcer a little bit better. Talk about John Sterling specifically, what he meant to those Yankee fans.
Yeah, well, first off, this is something that you and I share, you and I have talked about, and what there are just certain things that separate baseball from literally every other sport. Baseball on the radio is one of those things, and as you just said, because it's there every day, I've always thought this, it's not just a game, it's a friend. It's the daily sound of summer, and because of that, it stands apart from everything else. And, you know, John Sterling was just one of those voices that rise above the rest. You know, Tom Hamilton is one of them. Marty Brenneman was one of them. Vin Scully, Jack Buck, John Miller. John Sterling was in the group. And so I'm like so many people now. Even though he's gone, I can hear his voice, and I'll always hear it because he was one of a kind, and he had so many of those signature calls. I have to admit, Mike, when I heard this news, I started listening, watching the John Sterling home run calls on YouTube. Everybody should do this. It is high. It is far. It is gone. You have to hear it again. What is the Giancarlo Stanton home run call?
Stantonians. Yeah. Yep.
Don't know what it meant. You can't tell me you can't hear it. Giancarlo, non si pro de. Is it DiParlo?
It's something. Oh, yeah. Like that. Yeah. He did. Yep.
Right? Yankee fans, if you're a Yankee fan, you could not wait for one of those every night.
He's got the A-bomb from A-Rod,
The Grandy Man can.
I forgot, like there was a couple I forgot watching the YouTube thing earlier. Didi Gregorius, yes, indeedy. Oh, give me more of that.
You know what I love about it, too, is it's unique to every market. Obviously, you know, the Yankees had their thing, but every single market has their niche of guys. And in New York, it's probably more unique than anybody because you have John Sterling, who is a character in his own right. And then you have like a former opera singer in Susan Waldman as your color analyst. And if you were to tell someone that who did not know, they'd think you were kidding around and fooling around.
Yeah, they're best friends, right? I know. Right, there's baseball, just that conversational game. You said it, the pace of baseball makes it possible. And so you feel like when you're listening, you're part of the conversation, don't you? And John, there's never been a conversation between any two baseball broadcasters quite like John and Susan.
Yeah. You brought up Marty Brenneman. One of my favorite Marty Brenneman stories is he's doing a game at Wrigley Field, and he used to like to talk trash about the Cubs fans and things like that. And on the broadcast, he made a point to tell you that he walked around the ballpark three times wearing his red stuff to see if anybody was going to say anything to him, and no one said a damn word. But he had to tell you about that. He said, just so you know, I walked out there and nobody said a damn word to me. And that's the type of stuff that fans will remember forever.
Exactly. Because you've heard that voice so many times, and it's always there. It's every day. You hear that voice more than you hear the voice of your friends and family. And you have a closeness to the voice and the man behind the voice that's just different. I've walked around that park in Cleveland with Tom Hamilton, and he's, oh my God, is he that guy? And I remember talking to Tom Hamilton after the famous fight at second base. Down goes Anderson, right? And he had no idea where it even came from. I mean, I'm sure Howard Cosell was in his head somewhere. He was pretty sure, too. But people just attach themselves to these voices and these men, in Susan's case, these women, and there's something so powerful about it and something so baseball about it.
We're talking with Jason Stark. It's Jason's Beef, and celebrating John Sterling, who passed away, the longtime radio voice for the New York Yankees. And you said it too. It's for me, a lot of it was I'm laying in bed as a kid and I have my radio in my headboard on my bed and I'm listening to baseball games when I'm supposed to be sleeping.
Radio in your headboard?
Yeah. I had
in your headboard?
I had shelves on my headboard. So I had my radio.
Oh, you had a physical radio.
A physical radio.
I thought you had some sort of wired in headboard.
No, man. So it's like within arm's reach. I literally just reach behind my head and I can get to the volume knob and the little, change the radio station knob as well, the tuner. And so like those guys are friends. Like you feel like you're part of it. And I would imagine you being a baseball lifer, these are the best guys to become friends with because their stories are endless and their knowledge about the teams. Most of these guys do the job for 30, 40, 50 years. They don't leave because it's the dream job and you want to do it until you die.
Yeah, that's a great point. Think of the tenure of John Sterling, he started 1989 and didn't miss a game for 30 years. Not only did he do the Yankees for 30 years, he didn't miss a game until the 31st season.
Incredible.
Didn't feel well for a few days. That's just mind-blowing. And I had dinner with Eric Nadell of the Rangers. And he's closing in on 50 years of doing Ranger games. And, you know, around America, people don't know Eric, but in Texas, he's another one of these voices. As long as there have been the Rangers just about, there's been Eric Nadell. The players come, the players go. The seasons are, some of them are very forgettable. But these people, these voices, they're the constant. It's beautiful.
You have one broadcast team for one last baseball game that you're ever going to hear on the radio.
Oh, man.
Who's broadcasting the game? Play-by-play and color.
Oh, man.
Can you allow them to mix radio and TV?
If you want to.
Well, Vin Scully's got to call the game.
I thought you'd go with Harry Callis.
I love Harry.
I know you do.
Yeah. I would love to hear Harry call one more game. Who would he? Okay, we'll go with Harry. Just because that's me. That's my personal timeline. So who should do the game with Harry? How about the in his prime Tim McCarver? Is that... People would probably, some of them wouldn't like that choice, but Timmy had so many levels to him. It was fun, and you learned something, always. And by the way, I taught Tim McCarver how to keep score of a baseball game.
You wow. Taught him?
Really?
He
how to fill out the sheet?
Box, came into the press box one day, and he said, I don't know how to keep score. How do you keep score? That's how it happened. I'm serious.
That's quite the claim to fame.
Right? Well, you know, baseball players don't do that.
Right, they play.
And baseball broadcasters kind of need to do that. Not all of them. Who would be your dream team?
Well, I don't know, because a lot of it involves, like you brought up Harry Callis, and it's guys that you sort of grew up.
That's fine, though.
Being around. Like, he's still living. He's still with us. But Hawk Harrelson, to me, is one of the ultimate baseball characters of all time. And he's one of the few guys that didn't do radio. He did television. Most of these characters are radio guys, right? But maybe Hawk Harrelson and someone he could fight.
Somebody who would annoy him in the booth?
Yes, someone who would annoy him. You know what? I'll do Hawk Harrelson, and I will do Joe Nuxall. That's my
Rexall is good.
That's my booth.
John Miller's got to be my guy. I think you mentioned him earlier. He's just been what a pristine voice. Serving for the Orioles as a local guy for a stretch when I was growing up.
He's been with the Giants for how long?
He's been with the Giants forever. But and also give me Joe Morgan, the Sunday night baseball crew for many years. I loved John and Joe together.
And John, the greatest thing about John doing Sunday night baseball would be, all right, he's in L.A. tonight, so he's going to imitate Vin. He's in Philly tonight, so he is going to do Harry Callis. He would do. He had a great one of Harry Callis taking out the trash. John's one of the greats.
Jason, we appreciate you. We'll talk to you next week, buddy.
Enjoy this, my friends. Thanks.
Jason's beef with our guy Jason Stark on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Back page coming up. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're going to hit a 10-minute slowdown on westbound 670 if you're going from Leonard Avenue to Neal Avenue. And there's a couple-minute delay on eastbound US 33 between Refugee Road and Hamilton Road. This report is sponsored by Sunsetter. With a Sunsetter awning, turn your patio into a cool, shaded retreat. Up to 20 degrees cooler with the push of a button. And right now, save $350 at sunsetter.com. That's sunsetter.com. Life's better under a Sunsetter. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Best way to make sure you don't miss any of your favorite fan shows?
Oh, no.
Download the Fan app, silly.
God damn it, I knew that.
App Store, Google Play, or just scream right at your phone. Psst, you can also listen to Buckeye Games. Do it now.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I am a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Right Way Heating and Cooling and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. Matt Fontana and Austin Ward with you tonight.
Very good.
I think Beamer's coming back on Friday from paternity leave.
Yeah, Beamer and the new baby, Benjamin.
The new baby's going to host them on Friday?
Yeah. No, it'll be Beam, Ben, and Willie. Big bro Willie will show Benny the ropes.
I used to be able to three-month-old. Hell of a baby cry. I haven't tried it in like 20
Please,
years.
I would not like you to do that
Try and give
Google Gaga.
No, that's not good. Hold on.
No.
Let me say get the pipes ready. There's a little Evan Turner in it, right?
Jesus Christ.
Player of the year, mofo!
I'll never forget.
I can't unhear that. Why have I never heard
ago,
you do that? That's
we used to run these PSAs.
Yuck.
Former Buckeye Lawrence Funderburk would be on this PSA, and he'd be talking about don't shake your baby. And I remember as a young man listening to that, and I'm like, who the hell would ever shake their baby? Lawrence Funderburk, why are you telling me this? This is ridiculous. And then you have a baby. Right? And sometimes that baby just will not stop. You've done it all. You've fed it. You've burped it. You've changed it. You've sung to it and swung to it.
And there's actually people out there
There's a moment in time where every parent thinks, will you just shut up? But I remember at that time,
At that time, I was never really going to do it, but at that time...
You're scaring Dad.
I remember Samantha wouldn't stop crying. It's like 4 o'clock in the morning. I've been up all night long, and I remember Lawrence Funderburk in my head.
Don't shake her baby.
Don't shake your baby. And it's like, oh, Lawrence said don't do it. Now, it's not like I would have done it otherwise, but it is an important message.
What if...
We will get very frustrated. Do not shake the baby.
What if Lawrence Fishburne also told you not to shake your baby?
I wouldn't listen to him.
Neo, do not shake that baby.
I only listen to former Buckeyes.
Ah. That's what does it. Don't. Hey, good news.
Yeah.
I found out who that smoke show was that was walking in the paddock at the F1 sprint
was
qualifying race.
Xena Warrior Princess?
It was a descendant of Xena the Princess Warrior. So
Warrior Princess.
Apparently, Warrior Princess, Princess Warrior, I don't care. It was the World Cup's sexiest fan. She gained that title, I guess, at the 2018 tournament. I don't know.
Well, she is.
I don't know why. I think
sexy.
She was probably just
you don't
caught
know
on.
Why?
She was just. I don't know if like there was an actual competition or if she was just caught on camera and they just called her that. Her name is Ivana Knoll, a Croatian fan.
Let me tell you something.
Ivana Knoll
just
as well.
Smoking hot.
My
can
goodness.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine what type of trouble Brent Musburger would be in if he was on that broadcast?
Oh, my.
He would.
What a beautiful woman.
He'd have his pants completely off.
Whoa. Gorgeous. Yes, Brent. Yes, indeed.
The Back Page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Caleb Downs has the top-selling rookie jersey so far. Did you know that?
Well, he'd be drafted by the Cowboys. That makes sense.
And I don't think Teddy has even purchased one yet. How about that jersey number that he's wearing? A lot of people
18?
A lot of people are making noise about that jersey number, but it's not affecting the sales so far. They say this guy, Caleb Downs, does not look right in anything other than a single-digit jersey.
Yeah,
wearing 2, wearing 1, anything.
That'd be great.
I can understand that. That's definitely the sexier jersey number nowadays. I found myself like in thought about this, too, because it's going this way for... You know, middle school football, even high school football, everybody wants those single-digit jersey numbers or the lower jersey numbers, even into the teens, which, as we always knew growing up, that was really reserved for quarterbacks. Anything 13, Dan Marino, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, up to 19, Johnny Unitas, like those numbers.
Bernie Kosar,
exactly. Mm-hmm. But no wide receivers get a kick out of being in the 80s anymore. And even at Ohio State right now, the 80s are just like, it's all the tight ends.
And Carnell Tate, what, 14?
He was 17.
No, I'm saying with the Titans.
With the Titans, he's 14.
He took 14. 17 wasn't available. So he still stayed in those quarterback
numbers. It's just going to take one guy to be awesome who's wearing an 80.
88, man.
And then all of a sudden, guys are going to want that number again.
88 is still cool as hell.
84, Randy Moss.
84,
but 88, Moss. You know, that's the one for their Cowboys, too. That's the big number.
Yeah.
Stabbing.
Irvin.
Stabbing people.
Stabbing
in the
Irvin.
Neck.
Well, no, yeah. Well, you had Drew Pearson, and you also have CeeDee Lamb.
I mean, that guy did have it coming.
Des Bryant.
He said some stuff.
I want to congratulate the Fishy sent this to me. He's a proud graduate of the University of Illinois. And I guess every single year they give an award for the best piece of investigative reporting by a member of the Daily Illini staff.
Mm.
And I guess that award's going to be named soon. The award is named the John C. Treblecock Memorial Award.
Did you say Treblecock?
Treblecock, yeah.
Like bass and treble? Shuttlecock?
Yeah. No, not shuttlecock.
You
That's
can hit
different.
A shuttlecock really fast.
Treblecock. He was the faculty dean of the Journalism College from 1948 until 1955. So Professor Treblecock.
I guess he isn't all about that bass.
Mm-mm.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Let me just put on my sunglasses.
Buckeye Show's next.
Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You should avoid Hilliard Rome Road between Smith Road and Manor Park Drive. That's currently closed due to an accident, so seek an alternate route there. And we've got some slowdown due to a crash on the right shoulder of westbound 270 after Cleveland Avenue on the north outer belt. This report is sponsored by Ashcroft and Oak. Show her, you see her. The late nights, early mornings, all the little things, she sees it. This Mother's Day, show her, you see her. Ashcroft and Oak, because she's worth it. Shop today at fornowandforever.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.